Blog Talk Radio.
Single Sunday. I swear to God, I'm so tired of saying one day, fun day. I turned down a deal on Monday. I won't sell myself for a couple dollars to make lame songs, Gucci, Louis, Fendi, Prada.
Good evening. This is Peggy Imanisi, broadcasting from Westchester County, New York, with my show, Signs Your Loved Ones Send Us. And I will be bringing my co-host on soon. I want to wish you a happy Tuesday, 2 days after my 61st birthday, which was Sunday. And my co-host, Melissa, I'm going to bring on the air now, and we're going to be discussing signs of my loved ones and life in general, and also messages from our angels. We did a show on it last week, and I think we're going to continue doing shows as such and what have you. And I'm Skyping my show tonight for the first time. I've had problems the past 6 months, so I hope everyone can hear me. So I'm going to bring Melissa on now. Hold on, please. Hi, Melissa.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You can hear, did you hear the music, Melissa?
Yes.
Okay. Was it clear? Or?
There was a moment where it wasn't clear, but the rest of it was very clear.
Okay. Maybe we have Skype being down to an exact science now. So how was your week?
My week was good. How was yours?
It was okay. You know, like I said, my birthday was Sunday, and my daughter's was Labor Day, as you know, your cousin, my late daughter.
Yeah.
We're doing I want to put a plug in. We're doing a fundraiser for a boy named Brent with cystic fibrosis, and is now on the liver transplant list. And I have a donation site on my Facebook page, and you can go directly to the donation site to donate. Even if it's a dollar, give up a Starbucks for one day, because every dollar counts, okay? So that's to all my listeners, and I have some callers on the air already. We'll be bringing you on with questions or whatever you'd like to talk about. So I see you went to the Renaissance Fair Sunday. How was it?
I did. It was so much fun. I loved it because the people there are very theatrical. They're dressed up like, you know, wizards and princesses and elves. And I got my hair done in beautiful braids and flowers. And they have great food there. It was just an amazing, amazing time.
Oh, cool.
I highly recommend to anyone.
That's awesome.
To go there. It's amazing. I love it.
That's awesome. Kind of like our family when we get together, we kind of dress up in costumes.
Exactly. It was literally like a reunion, you know?
Right.
Yes.
Got to joke, people. Well, you know what? I'm going to, last week we were talking about the angels and people asking what maybe the three digits mean to them. And excuse me, I have on, I'm going to read a little bit about the angels tonight. This is from a basic page. You can still hear me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is about the angel numbers. If you do you see repeating number sequence times a day? They're your angel numbers, and you can see them everywhere, like 131 on your watch or 131 payment for shopping, duration of your phone call, a license plate on the car, and so on. Possibilities to see angels in your life are endless. If you keep your eyes open, you will notice them. They repeat daily. Sometimes you can see the same number even for weeks. It can mean a lot, and can use you can use these messages for your advantage. On this page, you'll find true meaning of each and every one of them, and I'm going to be able to interpret them for you tonight if you like, okay? So I just want to let our listeners know about that. I also brought up some stuff from Doreen Virtue, who is does the Oracle, Angel Oracle cards and what have you. And so between that, I'll be able to
interpret.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay. I'm not drunk. I have MS, okay? Wish I was. But can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure because I've got all kinds of things plugged in here tonight, and I just want to get this show perfect. So, okay, I think we're going to bring on a caller and see what they got to say. Also, I just want to mention I had a kind of my usual weird thing happening to me. If you go to my Facebook page, starting on my daughter's birthday till my birthday, my TV was going on and off by itself. And the TV was remaining on, the switch and the cable, and I actually got to videotape it. So if you want to go to my main page or my signs page, you can actually see a video of it. So that was pretty cool. I got and ironically, the messages that came on when the TV came on, I didn't even think because I was so excited about that happening. But there were messages there from my children. So I thought that was kind of awesome. Did you get to see it yet, Melissa?
No.
Oh, you got to see this. This was powerful. It's awesome. Awesome. Well, anyhow, I'm going to bring my first caller on. It's area code 313, and the last four numbers is 6471. I'd like your first name only. Let me introduce you first before you say anything because there's kind of a lag with us. We kind of overtalk each other, trying to avoid that on the show. And what part of the country or the world you're from, okay? So here we go. First caller.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Hi, Sherelle. We've talked to you before, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought so. Do you have anything to, any messages for us tonight? Or what would you like? What would
I
you like to
what,
know?
I forgot last time I thought about. I want to ask the same question again. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it because you know what?
Just tell us the question
Melissa
and we'll totally answer it for you. Yeah. I just don't remember the question.
we're trying not to talk over each other because this has been a problem on the show. We can't hear it. I've listened back to the shows and there's a lag between us, so I'm trying to work out that. So what I'm going to ask you, Rel, being that we're both intuitives, usually when we give readings, we sometimes remember them. We don't always, because once spirit leaves, we're done. We're done with them. So what would you like to know, Sherelle?
If I didn't or if I did answer this question, just let me know, and I'd come up with a different one. But my question was, how does Sam feel about me? Do you remember me asking you guys that or messaging from the other side maybe? Yes.
I think so. I think I remember that. Melissa, you getting anything?
Not yet.
Mm-mm. Me neither. Me neither.
It's literally like a blank in my head right now.
Now, is Sam here or is Sam on the other side?
Oh, no, this a friend of
mine. He's alive, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, I just want to explain to Sherelle what we're trying to, you know, my show is about the signs our loved ones send us. So we're more or less trying to stick to that theme of the show instead of general questions like, you know, relationship. You know, and it's not put down to anybody, but this is kind of a healing show for, not relationships, but for grief.
Right, I understand.
So, I mean, if we can get to that's fine, but maybe that's why we're not getting anything, because it's more from the signs from the other side, you know?
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
But
okay, well, I just like the Go ahead. No, I'm trying to start. I just like the messages from the other side then, because I'm all into the spiritual world also. That would be fine.
Okay. Do you have anybody specifically that you have on the other side that you want to contact?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
My grandmother.
Okay. Well, she's in the S name?
I'm sorry?
Did her first name start with an S?
No, it does not.
Do you have somebody on the other side with an S name?
I'm not sure about that. Not that I know of.
Hey, Grandma, have a friend over here with an S name, because I'm getting the S. From now on, I'm not even going to say the names, because sometimes I'm a little off, but because I get the letters, and I kind of sometimes hear the names. But, like, last week I was saying Sadie, and I was right on, but I'm seeing an S, so I don't know who that is. It could be for our next caller. It could be for somebody else. I don't know.
Yeah, my grandmother's name is Regina.
Okay. All right. Did she have a friend with the S name?
I'm not sure.
Right. You know how we do this, right, hon? You know, to write this all down? Because if it doesn't make sense right now, it may make sense a day from now.
Later.
A month from now. I've had things make sense 3 years from now. Okay? So I'm kind of trying.
I always write down everything.
Yeah, definitely do. I'm telling all my callers that I'm going to try, because I've listened back to my shows, and I do talk fast sometimes, and I'm trying to slow my roll a little bit, you know? Because that's me. That's my personality. We're The View on radio. I'm not going to sit here and be all stuffed shirt and what have you, because I'm going to be me and use the gift God gave me, you know?
Right.
Oh, maybe, you know what, maybe I'm getting the S name, even though you said Sam, maybe because it's about Sam, duh, right, Melissa?
Okay, the connection there.
My gosh. You know, it shows you how stupid I can be sometimes.
No, it's just sometimes it takes, you know what it is, it takes time to connect all the dots sometimes, because you're seeing only part of the picture, you got to kind of put it together.
Maybe Grandma's contacting me about Sam.
Oh, Lord.
You know, and I swear to you, as God is my judge, I wasn't even thinking that, because I tell you, you know, guys, like I said, I'm trying to slow my roll because I talk fast, but I want you to be able to hear me. Maybe Grandma's giving us something for Sam, and I don't mind doing that on the show if Grandma's got the word about Sam. Did Grandma raise you?
Yes, just about. Yes, she did.
Okay. Did your mom was... had problems, that's why she really was in your life, or she passed at a young age?
No, my mom's currently here. She's still living. But my mom was here all my life, too. My dad is not in my life. He never been.
Okay.
Aww.
I was feeling not being in your life, that was significant. I don't know what the
message is. But my mom...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was saying that my mom, she raised me, and she's been here for me since day one. So, for her and my sister... Me and my sister never had a dad. They don't do their job. Go ahead.
Okay, maybe the feeling... Okay, I'm trying to piece it together. Maybe the feeling I got with the yes name is for Sam, and like I said, I don't mind doing it that way because I wasn't even thinking, because I don't think. Blonde, you know, not
that's
really.
Okay.
But, you know, like I goof a little. Is Sam... Are you dating Sam or you're just buddies?
It's like in between, because he has a girlfriend, so.
So you're friends with benefits? In a nice way?
Basically.
Go ahead.
Basically.
Okay.
Yes, sometimes.
Okay, I think Grandma is telling me that he's a big ex. That's, you ain't going nowhere with him. You're not going nowhere. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, I know that. Mm-hmm.
So why do you, okay, let me ask you a question, woman to woman, why you keep continuing it?
I feel there's a connection there.
Yeah, but
even
how
though it's... Huh?
He's got a girlfriend. You really want to be second fiddle?
No. See, at first he didn't, and then they got involved. And we was friends with benefits, but then it's just every time I try to walk away and leave officially, it's just something I'm drawn to him about. I don't know what it is.
So, honey,
but I know it's not...
Sherelle, let me stop you, sweetheart, because I'm here to help people, and you can, like, call me all kinds of names once you get off the show, okay? But you call me, okay? I didn't call you. Grandma's saying, get rid of him, man. You deserve, this is something within you. You deserve better than this. You know, and that's her message. You know you deserve better than this. There may be a connection. There's a better connection out there for you. Okay? You are much better than being second fiddle. Nobody should be second fiddle to anyone. Okay? We've all done it. We've all done the front of it and whatever. But you got to be number one. And until you love yourself, you're not going to find that love. And you don't love yourself, do you?
No, I do. I love myself. I do.
Okay, maybe it's the wrong word. Do you respect yourself?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right.
Okay, see, I've been where you are, and I literally just ended something that's been on and off for years with the same situation. And let me just tell you, I feel like it's because I know that I deserve 100% of their time and not just, like, 50%, 30%, whatever.
Right.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but with the whole thing with the girlfriend, like, I feel like it's a really bad idea. You know what I mean? It's one thing if he's single and he's, like, you know, playing the field and, like, you're involved. But once he has a girlfriend, it's just, like, unless he doesn't want to date her and he wants to date you, like, why do that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you deserve better. You deserve a better 100% dedicated to you.
I'm feeling, Sherelle, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, and this is intuitively, okay?
I'm feeling
that you think that eventually he's going to come around and you're going to be number one. Am I right?
Sometimes I do think like that.
Yeah. No, I know you do, okay? Sorry. No, I know you do. But, honey, you know what? It ain't going to happen. You know, once a player, always a player, okay?
Right.
And I love people, and I love everybody, men, women, whatever. And you got to, like, be number one for somebody, because you cannot complete your purpose in this world unless you feel that way. And right now, Sam ain't the one. He ain't going to be the one. You gave it everything.
Right.
Okay? And I think in your heart you know that. And that's coming from Grandma.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, because I'm talking to a guy named DeMichael that I've been dating for 6 years. And me and him been trying to work on getting back together.
Oh, I remember. I remember.
Yeah.
Because Sam is not the man. Remember, right?
Yeah.
I told you the same. And I remember now when you said to Michael, Sam is not the man. Get rid of him. See ya.
I'm hard-headed.
Sweetheart, it's you that's hard-headed, not him. Because you have free will.
No, y'all was telling myself I'm hard-headed.
What? No, listen, really, when you said the name to Michael, it just rang a bell. So I'm getting the same vibe again.
Yeah, because I still got the good vibe for the D. Remember I said last week that the guy with the D name was the one for you? I'm still feeling the same exact way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sam's a loser.
I know you have a connection with Sam, but it's not the right connection that you want.
Exactly.
Nope, and that's two of us telling you, two weeks? I don't know if you called last week. I don't remember. I get so many callers.
Last week.
I don't really remember week to week usually, but name DeMichael is a little different, and it rang a bell because I got that dirty, rotten feeling in my stomach, that knot, like Sam. He needs to go. Remember, I said Sam is not the man. Remember that.
Do you know,
or are you going to change it? Only you can do that, okay?
Exactly. And I asked my guys and my grandmother, please just release. Please cut some cords for me. Please,
you
I
need,
always
no.
ask for
they
that.
Can't. They can't do that for you. That God gives us all free will. You need to cut the cord. You need to cut the cord. You got to do that. Mm. You can pray all you want on it. That's great. You got your guide. You got Grandma behind you. But Grandma's telling me get rid of that dude, and that's 2 weeks in a row. Because I really didn't even remember. I swear to you about that. And even the S thing when it came, I'm like, oh my God, she just said Sam, and it had nothing to do with that, but it did. So that's how I work.
So what she have to say about the Michael man?
Melissa, I'm more going not so much with Grandma saying, but with Melissa, because she's really good. Melissa is, we just lost the caller, was waiting to come on. Oh, they came back. I think Melissa's right on there that go with the D guy. So that's him. All right, honey?
Yeah.
So I got some other calls, so I'm going to take them on now.
Okay, go ahead.
Call us back and let us know. And you have free will. Remember, you got to be the one to do this, girlfriend. All right?
Okay, no problem. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good night, okay? Don't worry.
You too.
Don't hold it.
Okay.
Thanks, sweetheart. Have a
good
night.
Yes, I do. You
okay,
too.
Girl. God bless. Bye.
You too.
Alrighty. We have another call. We lost one, but we have more. Oh, gosh, this is weird. It's almost it's the same last numbers, I think, as your phone, Melissa. It's the last four numbers are 5997. I'd like to know.
No, that's just different.
Okay, well, I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Duh.
Yeah. Don't say it, but yeah, it's different.
I'm not going to say it. I said it's like, it's like similar. You know, because I won't give the whole numbers out. There's millions of numbers.
No,
but,
not
okay,
mine.
So anyhow, it's area code 831, last four numbers of 5997. Give me a minute to bring you on. Let me introduce you. Then tell me your first name, please. And also the part of the country you're from or the world. Okay, hold on, because we are worldwide. Hello, what's your first name?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa.
You call before?
Did you go to Italy yet?
Oh, you? Why?
Oh, I like that lady. I remember her.
I haven't gone anywhere. My birthday was Sunday, and I sat home waiting to do a fundraiser where nobody showed up. When you talk money.
Oh, Lord.
How are you, Lisa? Lisa, where are you from again? California?
I am California girl. Yes.
You go there, Kelly. Okay, Lisa. Read me.
Well, I'll be honest. Right now, I am very spent. My energy is like scattered, and I am trying to change the vibration around me. Shifting is going on left and right. What can I tell you? We are in the process of buying a house. To only be told that
his, you do the paperwork that night.
Yeah, matter of fact, and two Thursdays ago, I had. My daughter was in a car
accident.
An accident.
Yeah,
we're up to three surgeries. We're down to possibly one surgery now. Okay. Within 30 minutes, I got a phone call from the loan company saying they're not going to give us a loan. And 30 minutes later after that, I got a phone call saying it was because of my credit. I found out my ex-husband hasn't paid his share of the bills, so they're coming after me. Mm-hmm. I've got this judgment on my judgment on my FICO report, credit report.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's false. I don't recall any of this. I've never been served. My husband, my beloved husband now, he's been so patient, so kind. And my boss is being a bitch. So, in short, where the hell am I going? What am I supposed to be doing?
Lisa,
I think you're just feeling overwhelmed because everything's hitting you at once. But honestly, it just centers around the house when you think about
it. Yeah, like I'm trying to do tonight. Slow the roll. You know, remember, it's all a test, sweetheart. And you don't win the game unless you stay in the game. Okay, remember that, Lisa?
Oh, I've given up.
Now, what's happening with that? I felt the asbestos thing, and that was all cleared up and what have you. So where is it stand with the house right now?
Well, I get this. The broker for the seller came up to us, called us, and says, why did the loan fall through? And we explained why. And he goes, did they give you an explanation? And I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, and he's the broker as well as an agent. You know, he has his own firm. He says, someone needs to help you. I'm going to be the one to help you. His name is Johnny. And I've got to tell you, I did not have sweet, cozy feelings about him. But right now, he's the only one extending his hand our way. And
so the option is still open for the house then?
The house is still open and we still want it.
Right.
It's on Michael Drive. It's everything my husband ever wanted. Everything.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I'm the one holding him up. So I have a lot of guilt on that because I thought all this crap was taken care of and it slams me in the face.
Lisa, where do things stand now? What do you have to do now to clear this up?
Well, basically, I'm responsible for half of everything that's on my credit report.
Uh-huh.
The company that put the judgment against me
uh-huh.
is shady. It's they buy junk debt and then they go after you and hike up their interest.
Wait a minute. Is it Remax? It's not Remax, is it?
No, but it's called Midland Credit Management or Midland Credit something. And they are shady. Everything I've researched about them, they said I signed for something. I didn't sign anything for them. I've got to fight it. I'm not going to give up the fight, believe me.
Well, that's what I'm feeling. What are you feeling, Melissa? That's what I feel.
Yeah, the same thing.
Yeah, you got to keep going. You got to keep going. Yeah.
Do you see Johnny helping us? Do you see us moving? Because I'm still designing this house. I'm still making architectural designs for this house.
Okay. Who is, I don't know if I asked you this last time, who's Laura?
Laura was a friend of mine's daughter who stole $3,000 from me.
Oh, okay. I was feeling something weird there with a Laura. Was this very
and
recent?
It was in 09. Oh, wait, 09?
Did you ever get that money?
No, 11, 2011.
Did you ever get that money back?
No, and I took them to small claims, and small claims, they're both unemployed, and they're saying, well, you can't get money, blood from a turnip, but I've got to lean against them.
Right. I don't know why that something popped up with that name, that maybe that money somehow will come your way in order to straighten whatever this mess that your ex left in.
Yeah.
What do you feel about it, Melissa?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely going to happen. It just might take a little bit longer because of the whole money situation. Like, once you get it all straightened out and everything, you know, it'll be a lot better. It's just you've got to figure it out with that loan company because I feel like that's stopping everything.
Do you see me going to court with this loan company? I've already got an attorney.
I'm seeing you moving on with this house, I mean, in a good way. And I do have kind of negative feelings about that company, that maybe somehow somebody will come save your butt. You know, are you looking
are you
looking into other loan companies too or what?
Yes, Johnny is the one helping us. Yeah.
He's
a VA specialist, so we are working.
Let his fingers do the walking, okay? Let him do it, because I have a feeling. What are you feeling, Melissa?
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling that. I don't know if it would be like a court or something like that, but it will get figured out once you have the attorney meet with them.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
The career thing. This is really draining me. I love my clients. I told you I work with mental health. I do in-home care. I love every client I have. My boss is a wackadoodle.
Oh, I hear you. We use that term in New York.
Yeah.
So why don't you go out on your own? Can you go out on your own?
See me? I'm really drained right now, so I'm like, okay, am I going to go work for my own, or am I going to work on somebody under somebody else's roof?
You need to work on your own, but I think for temporary you need to find another place to go, because you know any good business, and I was a business owner. I have a home care business with the elderly, and it takes good 5 years to really get things to foundation started. You know?
Right.
So you got to get between.
When do you see me leaving this job? Because
next month.
Oh,
October.
Good. I was going to say 6 weeks.
I'm seeing October 19th. Let me know. October 19th. I don't know why. Does that mean anything to you?
Say that once again. You broke up.
October 19th. Does that date mean anything?
Other than the date I want to move into my new home.
That was the day, October 19th?
That was the October 19th. That's when I wanted to move into my new home.
That was good.
Right, so I was right on the money with that one. I'm good tonight. Maybe slow working, you know? Yeah,
I'm tied with Stanford. Do you see me working for Stanford?
It's feeling positive. I can't say. What are you feeling, Melissa?
I'm sorry?
What are you feeling with Stanford with her?
I don't really feel anything about that.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing anything with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually
okay.
She doesn't say anything when it's bogus, so.
Yeah. No, but, like, it's like drawing a blank again. Like, it's got to be, you know, clicking.
Yeah. Okay. I think something else. But seeing that I gave you that date, I think that's a positive sign from your guardians. Because I didn't know October. It just popped in my head. So.
Yeah, October 19th would be great. That would be a fantastic day.
All right, I think things will be changed by then, and trust in this John or whoever, and because I see maybe another mortgage company or something happening.
Okay.
Right?
Great. Ladies, you've been a blast. Thank you. I'll call back when I'm not so drained.
No problem, because my other call is dropped. I guess they were tired of waiting, but I don't even care.
Oh.
They want to call the way. I don't
She's
care.
Like, whatever.
I'm really
Are you doing a pet? Can I ask you if you're doing a pet? Something for pets? Some kind of charity for pets?
No, actually, right now, part of my business was a pet care service. My business was home care, things in a pet care, but that was 20 some years ago. No.
Oh, okay.
No,
I just
nothing
see
like that.
Pets around you. Okay. All right.
It might be my cat because I realized recently. I have, on top of MS, severe allergies and asthma. And
You think it's from the cat, maybe?
No, I know it's from the cat because
he's
outside, and I've been trying to keep him outside as much as possible. Mm-hmm. I don't use my nebulizer, so I found the problem. So maybe that's what you're feeling.
Okay. All right.
That could
be it.
Yeah.
There's some kind of charity event you're working next week, is it?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually having a meeting hopefully next week with a friend of mine with a restaurant. We do the radio show from there and raise funds for this boy, Brett, who's on the liver transplant list. He finally got approved in Boston, and the family needs the funds for lodging and whatever because they have to be there, but they have no money to support it. So I have a couple things in the works for that. And I have two meetings, two different things. So there is definitely a charity thing going on.
My dad died of liver failure, so that's why he came in. I see that now. Okay.
Yeah, my son did too. My son passed of the same complication of cystic fibrosis as this boy has, and he reminds me a lot of my late son who died 3 years ago. And I just, God brought me to his family, and it's just, I didn't know him from Adam. I just got drawn to him. And I've been working with them ever since, and we're going with the flow.
Fantastic. Actually, I feel like the restaurant is going to do. Could the restaurant do like a 1% of their tab goes to this?
I'm going to talk to her. Actually, I think she was on the line holding before. I'm going to meet her next. She is phenomenal with fundraising. She does her father's a Vietnam vet. She does dinners on Veterans Day, free for the vets. She's amazing. I've known her for years. And I think if anything's going to be work, it's going to work. I think with Tana, it will work because and she is good at it, and she knows people. I know people, and I think we're going to have a great event. So I think it's going to go places because right now, since yesterday we raised $150 with three people, which, you know, I said, everybody give a dollar. I got, almost 1,150 people on my thing. If you gave a dollar, it's $1,150. So I'm not asking you to give up 10, 20, 50. But I had three people 50, so it was cool. And I have a trucking company behind me now. And hopefully with this thing with the restaurant with my meat next week, it'll pan out.
Is there checkered tablecloth there?
I don't know because I've never been to her new restaurant. She's owned others. I've never been to one yet. But I'll check it out when I go to the meeting. And I'll go to your show and tell you. Oh,
Well, and
as far as my trips, I've gone nowhere, and no, I'm not going to Italy, and I'm not settling, and I'm waiting for somebody different. I'm waiting. Somebody's out there when it's ready, you know?
Well, I don't know why I'm seeing. You mentioned soldier or warrior. I guess I always picture military. So there's a vet waiting for you there, babe, and I don't mean a vet.
No. The one, the other one that I knew since I was 14, he's a vet, and he was a career serviceman. And he's not the one going to Italy, but he wants me to come down, but I don't know. We talk on occasion. We'll see where it goes. I don't know. It's got to be both ways. You know what I'm saying? It's meant to be. It's meant
yes,
to be.
Ma'am.
You know, but he's a vet.
Just have a day off and go. My goodness.
Well, you know,
what?
Because I have MS, he's in Texas. I'm here. And like I told you, I don't fly. I am limited. It takes a lot of energy.
Peggy, it's time to fly.
Oh, whatever. Buddy Holly has the same birthday, and he pulled it without a man.
It's not Buddy Holly time. It's Peggle time.
It's Peggy Sue. Who's saying if you knew Peggy Sue?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
We'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
Giving it to God, because I am not. I'm fine by myself. I would love to have somebody in my life, but if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Case of rock, I don't care.
Yeah, no.
But it's got to be the right one. I
thought that. You've got a lot of great things happening right now. I've just seen, a food fair. Like not a food court, but like different restaurants getting together and showcasing their food. And then the donations would go to this young man.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be very, very successful for you. I really do.
Well, like I said,
we're getting
meeting this week, and I'm hoping because she's great at this, and she has a lot of love in her heart. You know, I've known her for 20-plus years, so we'll see where
wow,
it goes.
That's awesome.
Day at a time, and I'm doing this for him, you know? I'm doing this for Brent.
Yeah.
We want this boy to live. You know?
Well, there's a lot of love there, so that's wonderful.
There is. I mean, that
wonderful.
Poor family this week alone, the mother got either pneumonia or close to it, his mother, very sick, and his grandmother's mother ended up falling, breaking her hip, and almost lost her this week. So they got other things going on, too. I've been in contact with the family.
How?
So they're kind of like experiencing what I went through when my husband and son were dying at the same time and losing my health insurance. I understand them. That's why I do this. So I'm going to make it happen. No matter what I got to do, I'm going to make it happen. You know, it didn't happen on my daughter's birthday. Didn't happen on mine. We did get at least $150, you know, because of my birthday, donated to the site with two of my family members and a friend. But the friend that donated has a trucking business. And turns out this boy's father and stepfather were both in the trucking companies, had nothing to do with this other person. So I got good feelings about that, too.
Yes, I do, too. Well, blessings to you. And all this work will be paid off, honestly.
I just want, you know, this boy's, he'll be 18 this month, okay? And I want him to live live as long as I have, you know, and you know, I sometimes ask why, because losing my children in the 20s and these teenagers, and it's just like, I want to be the voice. I don't have the funds myself. I'm not a rich woman, you know, but I have a mouth, you know, and I have the know-how. I've been there. I can be empathetic to them, and I know what their needs are. So that's my purpose now, you know, and it's not about me or ego. It's about really helping them, because I feel that, gosh.
You're just one of those really deep-hearted persons, and it pays off. I mean, you don't look for that recognition, but I really feel like some kind of newsworthy, something big, newsworthy is going to occur. Good thing. So.
Well, I'm hoping I'm hoping so for his sake.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
No, I appreciate it, sweetie.
Well, bless his heart. He's very fortunate to have you on his team.
Oh, well, you know what? I do it out of love. You know, I absolutely do it out of love. And feeling what they're feeling. Because I, you know, a lot of people do fundraisers and stuff and just to do it because they feel. But I've been there. So I can really feel the feelings of the look. There's looks on his face that I saw those same looks on my son and daughter. Especially my son who had the liver part when my daughter didn't. She needed the lungs. My son needed the lungs and a liver. And that liver part was, I mean, the lungs was bad enough, but the liver was horrific. Horrific.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to do this. So say prayers for us. Prayers for you. And we'll go from there, you know?
I'll keep you guys updated. Talk to you soon.
Okay,
right.
Talk to you soon.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie.
You too, baby.
Okay, bye. All right, Melissa, it's you and me. Our other three callers dropped off. Maybe they went
to
the
end. Oh, no. They're lost.
No, Mr. Bill.
Oh.
Little Mad TV or whatever here, you know?
Yeah, I know. Your little impressions, of course.
Yeah. Well, I've got to send you that picture from the TV. That was amazing because, like I said, I got psyched because you know that TV does this when spirits come into me, you know?
They work through technology sometimes.
Oh, they definitely.
Yeah.
Energy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear noise in the background, my son got the new Destiny game last night, so he's getting all crazy in there. So, you know, ignore him. I do. it was amazing because after I posted the video, I got more out of it because there was a message in that each time it went off, and when it came back on,
it was a different message.
Well, it was commercials.
Wow. But
the first commercial on it was of children, and it says, keep helping the children, and it went off. And then the message came on. When it came back on, it said something about amazing, and the guy said, wow, and then it went off again. So it's really weird. You got to see it. I downloaded some on my sites, and sometimes you got to prove, you know, to people that this is real and I'm not making this junk up, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, because... That's human, you know, it's being human.
Exactly.
You know, seeing is believing, you know. And I've got, like you, we've got pictures, not of orbs. We have faces. We have videos now. And there's no Photoshop. I can't even get off my butt most of the time. So I ain't got time to Photoshop nothing or bring up.
It's all natural.
No, exactly. So, anyhow, what do you feel about the angels, Melissa? Tell us some of the experiences, and we'll wait for other callers in your life that you feel the angels have contacted you with numbers or things. Tell us something about that.
I mean, I've had the 222 my entire life, and
right.
At first I really thought it was a negative thing because I had heard, you know, from our family that was like a room that somebody passed away in and things like that, but I've actually had those numbers pop for very positive things in my life. Which
mm-hmm.
I was thinking that's kind of, you know, I Googled it, I looked it up, and I said, you know, what does 222 mean in relation to the Bible, in relation to the angels? And it
mm-hmm.
means that you're on the right path to the dream life that you expect for yourself.
Yeah.
That you're doing all the right things to kind of find your true destiny. So certain things I tweaked and changed in my life to try, like I said, you want to live your life to the fullest and live the best life that you possibly can. So sometimes you have to make mm-hmm. positive changes in your life. And every single time that I've made, even like a tiny change, you know, like I started kickboxing or losing weight or whatever, these numbers started popping all the
right.
time. And they still do that. They still do that for me. And I've even had things where, like, I'd almost be in a car accident, like literally so close to getting hit by some idiot. And all of a sudden I, like, close my eyes and I'm, like, praying and I'm fine. And I literally feel like it's not just me that I'm this lucky. I literally feel like I have angels watching over me, protecting me sometimes. Because there have been a lot of things where I've almost really, really gotten hurt. You know, just from everyday people, just not watching on the road. And there's always been, thankfully, most of the times, there's always been me getting saved at the end. So I feel like even that example.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have the big chat room open tonight, and I have my friend Judith chatting on here. And she's something about, oh, my gosh, she was talking about connecting dots to Peggy earlier. I don't know what that means. I asked her to
mm-hmm.
call in. And we do have another caller. Maybe it's her. So let's bring on the line, area code 920, last four, 9152, your first name and where you're from, okay? And the angels do. They connect with us in weird ways, don't they, Melissa?
Right. Sometimes it's not even, you can't even hear them or see them. It's just, you know they're there. You know that they
exactly.
just made your life, you know?
Definitely. Okay, sweetheart, let's bring this caller on.
Okay.
Hello, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Penny, and I'm calling from the United States.
Well, we're in the United States.
Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. Hi. Yeah, and it's Penny?
Hi. Yes.
Okay, Penny, I'm Peggy. This is Melissa. How can we help you? What would you like to know?
Hi. Well, whatever messages you get, but I also had a couple of stories to share here, just really quick stories related to your topic here for the day.
Go for it. We're open to stories. We got an hour and 15
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah, we would love
Bring
to hear
it.
Oh, yep. I won't take that long. I actually had my birthday last week, and we were supposed
what
to have rain in the morning.
What day was your birthday?
Monday. Last Monday.
September 1st?
Yep.
Well, you know what? If you've listened to my show or go back to my archives, my show's about synchronicity. My late daughter's 41st birthday was last Monday, same day as you.
Really?
And my birthday was Sunday, September 7th, yeah. And every show that I do, with either I lost two children, a son and daughter. There's always a connection with them, so you are connected to my daughter. Can I ask how old you are, Penny?
32.
Okay, so you're 9 years younger than her. Okay, so let's hear about your birthday.
Well, I woke up. We were supposed to have a bunch of rain coming, and I woke up to a rainbow, so I thought that was kind of a nice birthday present.
Another connection with me.
Mm-hmm. kind of ironic here, isn't this?
Let me just tell you, Penny, I have a bestseller book called Rainbows, Butterflies, and One Last Hug. It's about my life and about the signs my family sent me, because I've lost parents, brother, sister, two children, my husband, nephew, and many, many more in a short time.
Oh, my goodness.
And these are all signs. If you want to go to Amazon, you can get the Kindle version for a little over $3. It's an amazing book. It took me 7 years to write, but it's a two-hour read, and it's been a bestseller since it came out in 2012. So for $3, it may be worth looking into it.
Yeah, I will definitely have to do that.
Okay, so tell us about the rainbow.
Well, that was it for that. It was just an unexpected that I thought we were supposed to have rain, and then I just woke up, and it didn't last long, but it was just a nice little surprise that I saw in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also had something 4 years ago on my birthday as well. It was in 2010, and my nephew came over, and he was 2.5 at the time, so he wasn't very verbal yet. And he was sharing his book with my cat, and my cat does not like him. So it was one of those moments that it's really cute and you don't want to forget it.
Yep.
So I kept taking all these pictures with my cell phone camera. Mm-hmm. And I went back later on, and there was actually a picture of a woman's face in that one particular picture that I took of him.
Really? Well, that's not uncommon.
Yeah.
I post pictures, too, of not just orbs, but many faces that come through my pictures, too. My husband's face has come through. My son's face has come through. My daughter. I mean, you can really tell it's them, okay? So that's not unusual. Do you know who that woman was?
No, I've never seen her before that I recognized. She had a bonnet on. She had, you know, you could see her side profiled perfectly and long flowing hair, but I don't recognize her at all.
Okay, let me ask you. Penny, are you on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can Facebook me if you want. I'd like to see these pictures because I have a feeling I know who it is. Can you send that picture to me on Facebook?
Sure.
Okay, my main page is Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y, S like in the word Sam. My my last name is hyphenated, I-M-M, two M's like a Mary, and A-N-E-S-I. Send that to me because I have a feeling I know who it is.
Okay,
you can send it to private message. You don't have to show everybody, and then we'll go from there, because usually when people send me a picture and I have a feeling I know who it is, I compare it to a picture of something in my life, because I have a feeling about that, being that you're sharing a birthday with my daughter. The woman was blonde?
I don't know. It was just a big mist that had a silhouette profile.
Did it look like a young person?
Mm,
you couldn't tell?
Not a child, but I would say maybe a adult.
Like 20, 30 years old, maybe?
Probably, yeah. Somewhere around there.
Penny, send me that picture. Like I said, private message me if you don't want other people to know who you are. I gave you my name, Peggy S. M. Anisi. M is my maiden name, Anisi is my married name. Facebook that to me, private message, and let's see if I can show a comparison to that picture. I got a feeling. What about you, Melissa? You got a feeling about this?
Yeah, I think I know who it is.
Are you thinking who I'm thinking?
I'm not sure.
Meg?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they both share the same birthdays. And I am a little different from your average medium, Penny. I don't know if you've heard my show before, have you?
No, I haven't. This is the first.
I do. My shows seem to be in my life around synchronicity. So like I said, being that you share the birthday with my late daughter, there's synchronicities to everybody that calls me. You're meant to call me, okay? Now, it's not like a stuck-up thing or a weird thing or ego thing. I'm a synchronicity intuitive, which is a little different than most, you know. Some may be able to do this, but people that call me are specifically sent to me through spirit because of the synchronicities. And our thing is, like I said, you're my daughter's birthday. I knew you were going to say the first. I knew it. And I really want to see that picture because if it's who I think it is, I can send you a picture and show you who it is. And that's why you were drawn into me, okay? What made you call into the show tonight? You call into the Blog Talk Radio shows or just something drew you here or what?
Sometimes I do, but I just thought the topic was interesting, so.
Okay. I've done 30-some shows since January, so you can always go to my site and hear all my archives. Okay, I've had famous people on and what have you, and we talk about a lot of subjects, mostly grief and the Bible and mediums and intuitiveness and spirits, and we cover a lot of things, okay? So if you want to go back, or you can call in every week and listen, or however you want to do it. But I need to see that picture for some reason. I know I do. What about, and my niece is my co-host and my editor of my book, Melissa. She's a she's an editor, but and teacher, and she's also she does automatic writing from the spirits. I don't do that. I just get channeled more or less because we're both intuitive, and we both kind of get the vibes at the same time of things, and I think her and I are on the same vibe, right, Melissa?
Definitely.
Yeah, we're both feeling you. Yeah, there's a reason. Did you lose, Penny, did you lose your mom at a young age? Is your mom still here?
Yeah, she's still here.
Okay, what about a grandmother? Is she gone, or is your grandma's here, or what?
My grandmother's still here.
Okay, both sides, paternal and maternal?
Yep, both sides are still here.
Okay. Why am I feeling? I'm feeling an older woman with you. Something's coming from the other side. Well, anyhow, you know what? Continue from the rainbows. You got up. It was your birthday. The rainbows happened. Then you saw a picture of somebody. Then what was your feeling on that after that?
I didn't see any picture. That's a different birthday. I was just saying that was two different stories.
Oh! I thought you said your birthday a few years ago. You took and you saw the person in the picture. When did that happen?
Yeah, that was 4 years ago.
All right.
But the rainbow was just this last week.
All right. Okay. So every time, what you're saying is every time on your birthday, there's some kind of a sign for you.
So yeah, sort of. I just noticed. I just thought it was kind of unusual.
Have you why am I feeling the name Sherry with you? Do you know a Sherry?
No, I don't.
Okay, when I give you info, write it down. It may mean nothing now, and it may come about where you'll understand, okay?
Okay.
Is there anybody on the other side that you have over there or losses that you want to connect to?
Yeah, I have a grandpa and an
Your
aunt.
Grandpa. Okay. Was your aunt like a grandma to you?
No, I wasn't very close to her.
Okay. All right. I don't know why, because I was feeling more like a grandmotherly type on the other side. That's why I asked if your mom and grandmother was here.
A grandmother figure that comes through a lot for me. I don't know who it is. I don't know if it's an extended relative or what, but I wouldn't know who she is, but somebody on the grandmother sense comes through for
okay,
me.
Okay, what do you... Well, explain to us what you mean comes to you. Are you intuitive also, or what do you feel?
Sometimes when I call into a show once in a while, I'll get this woman comes through. So I'm not really sure who she is. I think she's like my
spirit guide,
great aunt,
like a guide.
I think it could be a guide too. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was feeling a grandmotherly image around you. I don't know why, but I was, and I. You know, I've learned over the years now that, you know, our guides can be our relatives. They're not just, you know, angels with harps and, like, people. You know, I laugh at that because that's not how it is there, okay? We don't float on the clouds. We're not the Stay Puft Baby, you know what I'm saying? And they're people. They're people. They're the same as they were here, minus their body. Personality's same. Everything's the same, you know? Just a little different over there, you know? And, but I... Let me see. Melissa, are you picking up anything on her?
Not right now, no.
Hmm. All right. I don't know. I'm kind of stuck here myself. I just feel an older woman around you.
Oh, no.
You there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, sorry noise in the background. My son's potty mouth on the new game tonight. So I do those shows from home. So it's real life here, girls, guys. You know, and I can't shut them up. So, but I'm seeing somebody with an L name with you. You know anybody with an L name like Laura, Lenore, something like that, Lorraine?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Are you writing it down?
Yes.
Okay. Write it down. I don't know what the thing is. So what your primary thing was just to tell us your story about that. And who did you want to, you said you wanted to maybe connect with somebody?
Yeah, my grandpa.
Your grandpa. Okay. Maybe that's why I was seeing your grandma too. Does his name start with an R, like Robert, Roger, Ronald?
No.
Is it Andrew?
Nope. It was Emery.
What was it?
Emery.
You got M-E-R-Y?
E-M-O-R-Y.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
Tell her the significance of that.
Here we go. My mother's maiden name was Emery. Another synchronicity.
Oh,
that was my
gosh.
Yeah, from Jersey. Well, she wasn't, but her family was. But it was E-M-E-R-Y. But Emery, when you said that, I almost had a heart attack. Yep,
wow.
Yeah, that's my mother's maiden name. Yep. Wow. Alrighty then.
I kind of don't know what to say either.
Well, you know,
we made her speechless.
You can check my background out. You can read my book. The name Memories, right in my book. You know, from Elizabeth, New Jersey. Yep. So there is a reason he must be around us because of that name, just like your birthday, the same as my daughter's, not to keep rehashing my synchronicity thing again. Melissa, this is blowing me away.
No. What else don't we know?
Okay, let me see if I can get a feel what happened to him. You know what, I'm doing a fundraiser for a boy who's got the same illness as both. My children both died of cystic fibrosis. So I'm doing a fundraiser, and I've got a trucking company involved. I see trucking with him. Did he have a truck?
He might have when he was younger.
Okay. Was he in the transportation business, like limo service or car salesman or something?
I don't think he was. I know his son did a lot of stuff. My dad did a lot of stuff with cars.
Okay. Well, that's just what they do. When they come through, we put the puzzle together. What does your dad do with cars? Recondition them?
He used to fix them up. He doesn't anymore, but he used to when I was younger.
Okay. Maybe. Because when they come through, they do validating by giving messages. Because not everybody works on cars. Some people just suit and tie and don't get their hands dirty. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am seeing Fords. Who's got the Fords? Who was about Fords?
I'm
talking like a Ford Mustang or somebody got a Ford Mustang?
Not that I could think of, but it's possible there could have been in the past. My dad had so many vehicles, I don't even know what they all are.
Well, that's why you need to write it down, because you need to talk to him if you can about it. All right?
Okay.
Because that's when these things that I'm giving you will be validated, okay? You may not know, and that's the whole idea, but when you say, oh, crap, she was right, because that's how I've had people I've read, and it's like, no, and then next week they call me, it's like, oh, my God, I just remembered, or somebody just told me, you know. I did a private reading about 2 weeks ago for a woman, and I brought up the name Henrietta or something like that. And we connected to her son that passed. No, that wasn't him. About a week later, she calls me. She goes, "Oh my God, his bear that stays on my daughter's shelf, name is Henry." This is what they do. Like I said 10 times now. Now it's your birthday. Now it's Emery. You know, it's the synchronicities. And my great grandfather's name was Henry, by the way, too. I just remembered that my father's grandfather's name was Henry. So, you know, it's weird. It's just weird how it happens with me and my show and the synchronicities with us. So, is there any specific message you want to ask him? Are you upset about something that happened while he was here, or you want to put closure on something?
No, I think that was pretty good. I'm just wondering if there's any messages for me that he would have.
Okay, I'm feeling something, and they come to me weird. You know that game you take with yarn, you do the cat's cradle? You know that game?
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to you?
I used to do that when I was younger.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do that when Grandpa was around?
I might have.
Okay.
That
came to me because I'm seeing that. I'm seeing someone doing the cat's cradle thing. So that may be his, you know, bonding with you or something as a kid and whatever. Like I said, you can write that down too. You know, you may not remember from when you were a kid, but he's showing, or whoever it is, showing me that, you know. I'm still feeling like a woman over there, not a grandfather, though. I don't know why.
Like an aunt?
Yeah, that's what she said. She.
I was feeling
aunt.
Like an aunt.
Yeah, I'm feeling a woman.
It
like
could
I
be.
Said.
Like something like, an E. Not like Edna, but like something with like either like an old-fashioned name, Edith, Edna. I don't know.
Her
but
name
somebody
was
like that's around you.
What'd you say, Penny?
The aunt that I have that passed away, the one that I do know who it is, her name was Barb.
Oh, Barb. Okay. All right.
But I don't know the other lady offhand.
No, like I said, write the names down because...
Yeah, write it down.
Yeah,
I think
because...
it's a different one. I don't see
Melissa,
Barb at all. I see a different name happening.
Yeah, Melissa's usually right on exactly with the names. I have to give her that. You know, I actually see the letters. Sometimes I'm spot on with the names. But I'll see the big L or the big, like, Laverne Shirley or the big E or the whatever. And like
exactly.
I said, more synchronicities coming to me. So, yeah, I don't, unfortunately, I ain't got a lot to tell you. You know, I don't know why. I it's kind of unusual. Except the cat cradle thing with you. And that would be, if you did that and he was around, then that's his saying, look at it, it's me. But I'm not feeling him. I'm feeling a woman. I've been from the get-go feeling a woman with you.
Like somebody who wears a lot of jewelry, I feel like.
Like costume jewelry, too. Not
like costume jewelry and like wears like flowy dresses and has like nicely done hair. Like goes to a salon and gets it done.
Like Connie
Kinda
Frank.
Like, not richy, but I mean well off. Like they really care about how they present their look to the world kind of person.
Does that mean anything to you?
It could be that my great aunt. I really didn't know her. She passed away before I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be her.
Okay.
I would have to check with family members to find out, though. I wouldn't know that myself.
All right. Yeah, I have some people on chat that is connecting to things that because sometimes I do a reading for somebody. I'm reading somebody else too. So, Melissa, do you remember, hold on, Penny, one second. Do you remember saying something about connecting the dots on the show or let out, oh my gosh, I don't know.
No.
I don't either. I don't know. Well, I got somebody writing on here saying, so I'm a little baffled myself. I don't know what's going on here. So, well, honey, I wish we could give you more. If you can validate by what we told you, something, that'd be great. But that's about all we got to give.
Okay, that's all right. Not a problem. I just wanted to share the story. So.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Feel that you're intuitive. Keep working at it because the more you work at it, the better you get. I just turned 61 Sunday, and I just came out about a year ago, and I've been intuitive since I was a little girl.
Really?
So don't be afraid of it. Oh, yeah. I was afraid of it. Most of my life, I thought I was nuts, you know. And then I have more peace in my life since I've come out than I ever had because I finally can be me. Because that's
really?
The debate. And go back to some of my other shows. I even have a Baptist deacon named Kevin Schopel who wrote a book about, he's a ordained deacon for the Baptist Church. And he wrote a book called The Bible, The Truth About Psychics and Spiritual Gifts, showing how the Bible says it's not evil, that it's God gives you the gifts. I don't go looking. You know, some people go, do Whoopi Goldberg stuff and go do seances. I don't do that. I don't do tarot cards. I don't do crystals. I'm not downing people, but that ain't my bag. You know, I work with the light. I'm not saying they don't, but I'm not comfortable with all that stuff. Spirit comes to me. When God gives you the gift like this, he comes to you and gives you the messages. I don't go, like I could say, oh, yes, let me go channel. I don't do that. They come to me, you know, and they only come when they feel that you need a message, all right? So if you feel that you got something, honey, with the rainbows and the things that have happened, then you got something. Pursue it, you know? Don't be
afraid.
I
will, yeah. Stuff used to happen when I was little, too, but I think I somehow shut it off because it scared
yep.
me.
Yeah, me too. I did it for 50-some years, almost 60 years. So go with the flow. You know what I'm saying? And happy birthday from another one.
Thank
birthday
you.
Winner.
You too.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank
I'll put you on if you want to listen. And you can always go back right after the show. All my shows are archived, and they're archived forever, so you can go back and listen to yourself.
Sounds good.
Miss.
Thank you, boss.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Penny. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Well, that's kind of weird, Emery and Meg's birthday. But
I know there's so many connections there.
And the rainbows.
Yeah.
Rainbows.
There was a couple this past week.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I kind of felt them, but I was really sick last week with a stomach thing all week long.
Mm-hmm.
And I had actually pried myself out of bed for my birthday to try to do something, which, you know, whatever. But I was pretty sick all week. And so I knew they were out there. I just couldn't get up to look because I really was. I stayed in bed all week, which I don't normally do that.
Yeah.
You know? So, but I felt them. I could see the weird storms and the rain and the sun and the clouds and the da da da. And I knew they were out there. But we've been having an awful lot of the rainbows. And I guess last night, did you get to see the supermoon? Because I didn't either.
I did. It was giant.
Did you take pictures?
It was beautiful. No, I didn't take pictures. I just saw it for once. I usually take
so
many pictures, I just kind of wanted to see it for myself and just kind of take it in without, you know, having to post it and everything.
Yeah, no, I really wanted to see it myself, and, you know, where I live on the Hudson River, it's really super.
Yeah,
and
you have a really good view.
Yeah, and I was really thinking about it, and then I was watching our local news station, and they were saying that we were going to get clouds, and so I've said, oh, well, I won't get to see it, but then we didn't get what they said. So by that time, I ended up falling asleep. And then, of course, my son, the addict of video games, the thing was supposed to be on his site by midnight. The download didn't come till 3 because it was Pacific time. So Mom had to keep up to find out when he was able to download, which that was my life last night.
Yeah.
Everything for the kids, you know. So anyhow, yeah, we don't have any more callers wanting to talk. I mean, we have callers, but not wanting to talk. I'm going to go to the chat room because we have my friend on there.
Yeah, see what they're saying on there.
Let's see. Something about connecting the dots. I don't remember you saying it. She says, she has to leave. Have a good evening. Oh, she had to leave. Okay. You haven't seen my post, and that was cool. Let's see. Wait a minute. And I never realized that I could be making connecting dots. Others connect, but still, okay. Okay, she has to leave, but she's something about connecting the dots, but she did, I talked to her earlier.
That sounds really familiar. I don't remember if we said it or they said it, but I remember, like, maybe a few weeks ago saying that there were, like, pieces of a puzzle that need to fit together, but until you did one thing, they weren't going to fit all together. I mean, maybe that's what they're talking about.
Oh, okay,
but
well, I'm going to tell you something. She just put on here, and she told me earlier. The other day, her phone rang, and she looked at her caller ID, and it's a 518 number. She's in Arizona, I think, and said it was New York. When she picked up the message, she glanced at her microwave, and then she saw 222.
Mm-hmm.
So she had kind of a 222 connection.
That happens to me all the time.
Oh, I know. But it was kind of ironic. Somebody would call from New York, and nobody was on the other end, and she...
Right. Yeah, what are the odds? You know what I mean? Like, usually there's somebody on the line.
Yeah, nobody. And she had to leave, though, but she did have a 2-2 connection. So anybody wants to call in about numbers or you want me to interpret the numbers or kind of, well, we do have a caller coming in right now. You know, I'm going to grab, we have a couple more callers. Okay, let me grab this call, Melissa, see what they got to say, okay?
Yes, of course.
Area code 814, last four numbers are 5287. First name, please. Let me say hello first and then tell me where you're from. Hello? Whoops. Hello?
Hello. Hi. My name is Angie.
I can't coming in very broken up. Your name is Angie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Angie, could you call back again because we have a very bad connection.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I'll pick up your call. That sounded like it came from outer space.
Yeah. It sounds very, like, muffled.
Yeah, that was not a good connection at all. Not a good
connection. It's okay. She'll call back.
Yep. Let's see. We'll go to chat still. No, she had to leave. I don't know. Something you must have. I'll have to go back and listen like I always do to the archives about you connecting the dots because she's.
I do honestly remember saying something like that. I just, you know, because it wasn't this week. I don't remember exactly what it was said, you know, because we talked to a lot of people, so.
Right. Well, I remember I actually met this woman that's on the chat room right now, and I had the large chat room open tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually met her through Kevin Schopel, the one who wrote the
book.
Cool. Yeah, she's
cool. He's on the show again. He's a really cool person.
Oh, yeah. He's been doing quite a few shows. I listened to a show he was on last night.
Oh,
and
nice.
And he's got another one coming up Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always go to Kevin Schopel, friend him, or his site about his book, which is called The Bible, The Truth About Psychics and People with Spiritual Gifts. He has a site. You can join his group, and you'll know what he's doing. And he actually tells people and quotes from the Bible, so there's no doubt where this gift is okay. We're not. I had somebody this week. I'm not going to mention names, but contacted me about somebody that passed. Excuse me. And that was a relative of hers, and it turned out she's a preacher, and I know her family, but I don't know her. But I've heard of her. And as soon as she found out I did this show and I put Kevin's thing on, she goes, oh, I'm not into New Age, and you can't have a little Christ and you can't have a little New Age. Sweetheart, we're not New Age. I'm not New Age. I'm not into New Age. I've got a spiritual gift. That's why I said give the benefit of the doubt. Read the book. Okay? There's quotes in there in the Bible, and being that you're ordained and a minister or whatever, go by what Kevin says give it a, you know, and then give your point of view. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, as Christians, I don't think other Christians should be judging each other either. And
he's very educated. I mean, he's a very smart person. So for anyone to ever doubt that, I mean, it just shows, to be honest with you, they're not the most intelligent person, in my opinion.
No, he does referrals to the Bible that you can see in the regular King James Version.
Yeah,
so
you ask him any question, even a number, and he'll point you to a place in the Bible. If anything, I mean, he is more educated than anyone that I know on the Bible.
Kevin's going to be co-hosting the show with us on occasion, you know?
Yeah.
Because he is good at what he does, and it's about what we do. We work up the light, and we are not New Age people. I don't refer to God as spirit or the universe or we are all gods. I'm sorry, I don't believe that myself. Sorry. I mean, you can believe what you want. I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. I'm a Christian to believe. I believe God is God, and that's it, you know? Yes, we're all connected to him, but we're not gods ourselves. That's what I feel, you know?
Yeah.
People need to get off that horse and crawl up along because I am not New Age, so don't put a label on me that I'm not unless you know me, you know?
Exactly.
So that got me a little ticked off, you know? Christians don't judge other Christians, you know? So, let's see. Actually, I got another message here. Let's see. Okay. That's funny. Okay. That message I can't say on the air. That was a private message.
Oh.
That's okay. We all have those.
Was it referring to what we were just speaking about?
Yeah. It was actually a joke about the show because we talked about Skyping, and they said, well, something about, it. Well, I
it's
like
okay.
to.
Okay. You don't have to say it if it's like inappropriate.
Well, you know, it's not dirty, but it's not really.
Oh, okay.
The person said to me, well, what I like about your show, basically, is that I could sit here, have a cup of tea in my PJs, put my feet up, because, you know, we're not all snooty snoot and all professional.
Right. We're just, like, down earth and just want to, like, help people,
real,
you know?
Real, not condemning people, but we're not stuck, you know, sticks in the mud either, you know? And
exactly.
Maybe we get away, but we're all just us doing a job, you know? But anyhow, I came back on the air. I'm going to bring her back on. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Hi. Is this better?
Oh, so much better.
Last time. Oh, my God. And
that's perfect.
I just have a comment, and then if you guys
wait, first of all, I need your name and where you're from, please. First name.
Angie in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Hi, Angie from Pennsylvania. How can we help?
Hi. Well, I just want to, like, tell you my little story, and then you guys can pick stuff up if you can.
Yeah.
I was listening to to you guys talking about, you know, God giving us these gifts. And
yeah.
I'm learning to use mine as we speak. But my uncle, who like, pretty much showed me that I can do this after
he passed.
You see
things before they happen, right?
Well, that, and he started coming to me, and he was trying to get me to tell his wife messages, but she was always like, this is the devil's work, you can't
yep.
do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I was very, very, very scared to tell her,
but I just gave in.
I just gave in a couple weeks ago and started telling her things,
mm-hmm.
and now she's believing in it, and she's, like, asking me more questions, and her mom came through for her, and so she's now realizing that it's not everything that she was
okay.
made to believe it was.
Yeah.
Let me stop
yeah.
you, and I'm not trying to over-talk you. I have another co-host that comes on my show, and I've been talking about his book. He's a preacher. He's an ordained deacon in the Baptist Church, and he wrote the book where the Bible says this gift's okay. I'm not talking, we don't do Ouija boards, crystal balls, tarot
yeah.
cards, any of that. But this gift, mm-hmm. when God gives you, you need to bring this book to your aunt, okay? Remember,
okay.
Kevin Schopel, and it's it's called The Bible, The Truth About Psychics and Spiritual Gifts. I think you can download his, I think he's got a Kindle version also, because, get that book for her, then she will be more comfortable. And I recommend this also to anybody that's in the church, because I grew up in the Episcopal Church. My father worked for the church 50 years. Melissa, who is my mm-hmm. co-host, her father is a minister. We're all Christian. She's Catholic. Her dad's, you know, non-denominational minister now, okay, private. But anyhow, we grew up in the church. We did Sunday school. I taught Sunday school. I still believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am not the devil. I don't believe it's of the devil. I pray to the light. I pray to Jesus. I pray, asking for Archangel Michael's protection. We are not New Age. We are not that. That may be a whole different category, my friends. We are not that. I've had people on the show that were. That's their business. Fine. Doesn't mean I have to agree with them, right? You get that book for her, and I'm going to see a difference in her. Show her. That book is teaching people things, okay? And you know what the fun thing about, and the good thing about that, he quotes, he knows that Bible, and this is the King James Version. He quotes things in the scripture that shows you this gift that you have, Melissa has, and I have, is not
mm-hmm.
evil, and it's not of the devil, okay? We don't channel, say, ooh, spirit, let me get my crystal ball, or ooh, Ouija board. We don't do that. God gave us a scripture.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. We just talk about what we're seeing and what we're feeling.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do, too.
Yeah.
I don't use anything. Whatever
I don't either.
Comes to me is what
I would
tell
steer
them.
Clear of anything that opens any crazy doors. I just
That's
literally
what
use
I
what
too.
I was given.
I just,
yeah.
I don't want to deal with any of that stuff.
No, don't
yeah,
talk
me
to
either.
I don't want no problems. I've had people call, friends call me. It's like, oh, my God, I got a dark energy. I said, call your priest. I ain't a priest. Stop. Get an exorcist. Don't talk about it. I don't
right.
want to know it.
Like, my friend tried to tell me to go into our house and see what was there. As soon as I walked in, I felt unsafe, and I was like, I'm not going in your house.
Yeah.
That happened to
me. It's like you feel negative energy. Like, it's a bad place to be, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
and I just left. I'm like, I'm not going in there. Call someone else.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you,
have somebody else deal with this.
Before I actually came out, I've done it on and off for years. Close friends knew I had it. I knew I had it. But a couple years back, I'm not going to mention names. She's getting very famous right now. Melissa knows her, but I'm not going to mention her name.
Yeah.
I was at christening the baby's name. I lost two children to cystic fibrosis while they're in their 20s, son and daughter. And my son's best friend named their baby's middle name. It was my son's namesake. I was at the christening. The girl came up to me. I knew her through my son, and she was just drawn to me. And she had some dark stuff around her. Now she's becoming very famous. I'm going to mention her name because people know her, okay? This is between us. I don't get this out. She came to me, and I ended up reading her at the christening. And she says that the exact same thing that I went to psychic, and they told me the exact same thing you told me. And she was just drunk, didn't even know I did it. She said, I had to come to you, Peg. And I didn't know her that well. I mean, she was friendly. My son had hundreds of friends, you know. And now she's famous, very famous.
Mm-hmm.
Make a long story short, it was a very dark thing around her. I said, you got to move. You got to move. And she did. And things took off for her, and she's doing great things right now, and she's out there. She's on the red carpet, baby. Okay?
Yeah,
so,
she's amazing.
But when it comes to the dark, and I said to her, because it was dark, I said, ooh, I'm not feeling good. I came home creeped out after the christening. I didn't want to know that. I don't want to know about the dark thing. You need to go.
Me either.
No, that's not.
That scares
not,
us. Yeah.
Scares me. It scares her. So, yeah. You know, that's what, I just want to explain to people, we are not evil. We pray. We go to church. We believe in God. We believe in Jesus Christ. We're Christians, you know, and this is a gift from God. We didn't ask for it. He gave it to us. So, honey, Angie, I really feel that you've got to show her this book. You know, I
will. I'll tell her about it. I mean, she has a Kindle, so.
Okay, well, I have a bestseller, too. It's a little $3 and something on Kindle called Rainbows, Butterflies, and One Last Hug. It's about my life, about my children, about the signs. I write poetry, too. I've got other books coming out. That's a little over $3, so if you want to download that one, too, that'll give her more information, too. But between Kevin's book and mine, I think it's going to help her understand this gift that you have, because I feel that's important, and you have a very good gift. Can I ask when your birthday is, Angie? Because I do, I'm a little different. I do synchronicity, intuitiveness, and whoever comes to my show because there's a synchronicity with us. When's your birthday?
My birthday is December 21st.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's 2 days before my son left here for the last time when he passed in February. But, okay, there's no connection there. What year were you born?
1983.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I was born in 83.
Oh, 83. Okay. I don't. Why was I feeling 88 with you? Is there somebody in your family that was born in 88?
I'm sorry, when?
Do you have a connection to the number 88 or somebody born in 1988?
My friend Justin, who just passed away less than a month ago, was born in 88.
Okay. When is Justin's birthday and when was his past day?
His birthday is August 29th, and he passed away on August 11th.
Okay. All right. Well, then he passed away, Justin. Then he must be the one coming through to me right now, because I was feeling
probably.
88. Was he your boyfriend? Was Justin your boyfriend?
He was at one point, yeah.
Okay. Did he die suddenly, Justin?
Yes.
Accident? Car accident?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling him. Okay. That's why I said 88. Melissa, are you getting anything on Justin?
I know you had a connection to him. Were you soulmates?
That's what I'm
because I feel
to
like
out,
it's yeah, I feel sure. like you were like a soulmate to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a closer connection than he had ever felt before. What year did he pass on?
He just passed, but it'll be a month and 2 days.
Did he give you like a promise ring or something, like with a heart on it, or jewelry with a heart on it or something like that?
No, he didn't give me anything. Mm-mm.
I feel like, I don't know if I'm right, I'm just guessing here, but I feel like he might have bought something to give to you and he never got to give it to you, like either promise ring or jewelry. So I don't know if you live near the family or anything like that, but I'm seeing something that he specifically picked out for you. Like, I don't know if your name's on it. It's in, like, a white, like, satiny box, but I really feel like it's meant for you. Like, he bought you something and was never given the chance to give it to you because he died.
Melissa, I'm getting something with a heart, too. You know what I'm feeling? Did you guys go somewhere and carve your name in a tree with a heart or something?
No, I never even met him in real life. He was an internet friend.
Yeah.
Maybe he did that.
I don't know. I just feel like he has something for her that he was too afraid to give her because he thought that she would think he was crazy if he gave it to her, but he bought it anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I know it sounds weird, but
yeah, and you know
kind of what I'm feeling.
Write it down because that's our validation, because, you know, we're usually right about it. You know,
you
have to think about it. You know the deal. You know, why have you on the air? You want to see what you can pick up on us? Let's test you out a little bit.
You can do this.
Breathe in.
You can do this.
Do you know a Lisa? Like, I don't know why that name popped up for me. Is there a Lisa anywhere?
Didn't we just have a Lisa on the show?
Today?
Yeah, didn't we have Lisa? Isn't she the one with the house?
Oh, I don't remember her name.
Yeah, I think she was the one that was reading us.
Oh,
she
okay.
Was I think that's Lisa. See, I don't remember names. I'm bad like
that. Well, no, because I remember one of the callers was like Sherelle. That was the one caller. But I don't remember Lisa for
Sherelle was with Sam. Lisa, I think, is the one that Callie that
Sorry,
told
I'm
me.
I'm not good with names. I'm good with faces and good with, like, reading.
Yeah. I'm not either. You know what?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times you forget all the info because one spirit's gone. Because you'd be all
alone. That's what happens, exactly.
Sorrel was with Sam, the man, that to get rid of
right.
me.
Right, and that was the one
and
I was saying.
I think
Lisa
is the one that told me that I'm supposed to be going to Italy. So she's another
Okay, well, that makes sense then.
Okay, so what are you feeling?
I also feel like someone has, like a breathing problem. Like, it's really hard for me to breathe right now. Like someone's, sitting on my chest.
I was hyperventilating the other day.
Okay, and I'm an asthmatic. I have multiple sclerosis. No, I have multiple sclerosis, and I have breathing issues with asthma, and both my children died of cystic fibrosis, which is a lung disease.
Yeah, yeah. It's really hard to breathe, and my chest hurts a bit, but I'm also feeling nervous or anxious or scared or something like that, kind of something going on. Like, it's hard to breathe, but I feel like I'm scared or I'm upset or...
Yeah.
But it's really hard to breathe.
Melissa and I both got things going on in our lives right now. We won't speculate on them, but we're kind of, like, anxious about
it. It's like just stress or something.
Might be that.
Overwhelming, and it's like
plus,
you're trying so hard to, like, keep your head above the water, but you feel like you're drowning.
Melissa,
I'm
that's
not sure
you.
Who this is
I think
for.
It's me.
It's Melissa.
And they're like...
It's
and you're
Melissa.
Trying your hardest to, like, just keep your head above the water, but you feel like you're drowning, and everywhere you turn, it's just like another door being slammed in your face. It's like left, right, and center. There's just another door.
Trust me, we talked briefly before the show. It's her. It's from Melissa. You know?
You just don't know what's going to come next. You're, like, worried about what could come next because it's just, like, one thing after another, and you're just like, when am I going to get a break?
Very true. Yep, Peg, this is me. Well, do you see an outcome for that?
Yeah, she's got a positive.
I think it's going to be in a couple of weeks. Like, some things are going to change for the better for you.
Oh, good.
Amen. That's perfect. Right on there.
But you
again.
Need to, like, you just need to
I need to breathe.
Is
what I need to
Yeah, because it's really hard for me to breathe.
Yeah. Sorry, I got to put the air on it.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, we were just
like,
talking.
I feel like you should do some meditation. Like, I feel like if you would just sit down and take 10 minutes out of your day just to relax and breathe and just kind of get centered, that it might help you a bit.
Right. Yeah, I did yoga today, and that dramatically helped me.
Yeah, but I'm seeing, like, meditation, like YouTube, like guided meditations, like.
Just to kind of, like, take your mind off of the stress. And all of that.
The stress is, like, eating you alive.
I know.
Yep.
I know.
You got it. You got her. That's her.
You're
That's
good
her.
At this.
Yeah, we're just talking about that.
You can be on our show now.
Seriously, you can come on anytime you want. If you want to get How's that sound?
You're spot on the money.
Sounds pretty
we'll
good.
You,
yeah.
No, we'll get you on here. We'll get you on here. Seriously.
Yeah.
You
really need to breathe, though, because it's like, it's like someone's just sitting on your chest, and you're just, like, trying so hard.
I know.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it'll be okay. Just,
Thank you.
Give it a few more weeks. Like, a few more things might pop up, but it's nothing
but
that
not
you
not things that will overwhelm me or stress me out that much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you've already dealt with them at one other point, so it's not going to be, like... You're just going to be like, really? This again? That's going to be your attitude.
Exactly. This is true.
Right on the money, Clara. It's very private
right
now. I know about it, but it's very private. So you're going places there, girl. And like I said,
definitely.
Come on anytime if you want to do readings. We'll introduce you and come on with us. Usually we have our psychics and our energies kind of get like jammed up. We had... four of us on one night, and it was like, oh, my God, and with my son coming, my late son coming through, he's driving. He was taking the whole show over. He was, this other woman was trying to get reached. She goes, I can't do this. And it was my son. She actually made me cry on my own show. I didn't expect to get my own reading. You know what I'm saying? Because being intuitive, you don't read yourself, you know?
I can't do it at all.
That's the hard part, It's like you always have to ask someone else because you have no idea.
I get messages from my family. I mean, just this week with my daughter's birthday and mine, I put it on my Facebook you know, a picture of my TV going on and off and messages. It was weird. But stuff like that. But as far as sitting down and reading my life, like, well, who am I going to be with because I'm single? Hello, I'm single out there. Hello. You know, I'm going to show you.
I just heard in my head, though, happy birthday, Mom. So,
oh, you're kidding me. You're just getting chills.
Heard that. I think it was your daughter because it felt more like feminine.
I just got chills. She's
me too. I got it at the same time.
I got chills. It's all through my body. Her birthday was September 1st, Labor Day. Mine was Sunday, September 7th. She was 41. I was 61. But I still look 41, girlfriend. But anyhow, can you
what
kind
do you mean,
of
32?
Like, whatever. Can you kind of pick up maybe on my children's names since you don't know me? Or what are you feeling with their names? I think you're going to get. Can you get initial?
Let me see.
My son
was 22. Does your daughter's name start with an L?
Nope.
You're close.
With an L? My daughter?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
you're close, though.
Close. Alphabet wise.
She's one letter off, though.
Does your son have brown hair? Was he, like, really skinny and have brown hair? And like?
He was very skinny, like blonde. It was blonde, but it started turning brownish. He was 22, but he looked pretty well. He looked very young, but he's very thin because of the illness, yes. Yep.
He just said, I'm still here, Mom.
Oh, I know that. He's my spirit guide. I was already
he's, like, sitting right next to you.
I know. I, you know what? I've been feeling lately a lot of the past few weeks.
I feel like he's playing with your hair.
My daughter would do that. My daughter would do that. She's a cosmetologist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel like he's just, like, playing with it to mess with you sometimes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I know what you're talking about. Oh, my God. You get me so excited. I said I was going to be good on the show. When he was little...
You
are good. Angie, listen to me. I got to tell you something. When he was little, he used to sit next to me on the couch. He sucked his thumb till he was like 7. He sat next to me on the floor on the couch every night, and he used to doodle my hair, twirl my hair, and he used to take rubber bands and put it up, and I looked like a sumo wrestler. And he used to say, oh, Mommy, you're so pretty. Every night for years he did that. You know,
I think
he
does it
when
you're upset.
Yeah, stop it. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm joking. You still feel that he's doing that?
Yeah, I think he does it when you're in bed at night because he feels like you're relaxed then and he can just kind of play with your hair and give you that, like, support that he's there with you.
He was the only kid of my 4 children that, because I lost 2 and I have 2 that are healthy that don't have the illness. He was the only one of my 4 kids that ever did that. My daughter did hair. But my son is the only one that did that to me with my hair. He used to twirl it and make me look like a sumo wrestler.
Like he's just,
tell me I was pretty.
Okay, so let me see. Do you lay on the right side of your bed?
Yeah.
And then there's like a nightstand by the side of it. He stands by that nightstand on your right side and plays with your hair at night when you're sleeping.
Well, my house is kind of cramped because I was also a victim of Hurricane Sandy, so I'm still living in half the house. I only had half repairs done since 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of crammed in, but the nightstand would be...
Well, I'm just seeing, like, a bed, and then he's standing by it, and then there's, like, a box or a nightstand or something that he's, like, standing by.
Yeah,
but I just said nightstand. So he's, like, standing by whatever's there and playing with your hair.
Wow.
At night.
I feel somebody touching me, and that I do on my back usually, and I'm like, I'll look around thinking, my cat's not here, and I'm like, oh, this is weird, and I feel it every night. I get creeped out, but I can see that because I've been waking up with knots in my hair. and it's like, so he's probably doing the twirl.
He's giving you a really pretty hairstyle tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to wake up with a mullet.
Yeah, Mommy's really pretty when you look like a
Oh God, that's funny.
No,
like he just takes a couple of strings of hair and twirls them around his finger just to see if you feel them. Yeah, that's what he's doing at night when you're sleeping.
Wow, are you getting a feeling on his? Possibly on his name. Just think, just relax, breathe, because I think you're going to get the name.
His name?
Okay. Yeah. Just breathe. You know, do a little meditation yourself because I'm bringing you out, girlfriend.
I'm getting the name like Tom or Tommy or Thomas.
Oh, no. That's my ex's name. That was my
well, I got that name for some reason.
And that's weird. He better not be twirling my hair. I got rid of him 15 months ago. Now, my acting rival...
No, it's your son doing your hair. But he could have just gave me that name to be like, throw this name at
her. Yeah. See what she thinks of this one.
Well, let me tell you something. My late husband, their father, died 9 months before he did it. He was sick, too. His middle name was Thomas. But my boyfriend, who we split a year ago, I won't go into it, his name was Tom. So he was
There's a Tom somewhere.
Yeah, well, there's two. My husband's middle name was Tom, and my boyfriend's name was Tom. Wow, yeah, you're good. Yeah. That's a validation, because that's a big one.
Yeah, she is good.
You really, Cindy, I'm serious. Are you free on Tuesday night? Do you want to come on and do some shows with us?
I would love to. I'll come on and do some shows with you guys.
Okay.
I'm still learning, so I'm not as good as I could be.
And I'm going to tell you something. Your boyfriend, Justin, that was one of my son's best friend's name. My son was born in 88, too. He died in 2011. He was just 22 2 months before. And he died in 2011, like I said, at 22. But he was born in 88, and I was feeling him when I said 88 for you. So him and Justin are together. I think that's why you quite your show tonight. And that's really, I'm really feeling that, you know. Was Justin into car racing, too?
No, but he just bought a brand new car, and then that's the car that he got in a wreck in.
Did he have a Honda?
Yes, he just bought it.
Oh, my God, because my son is known as the Honda Kid. I felt that. My son was a hot. You know what, Angie, do me a favor. Write my name down. Friend me on Facebook. You and I need to talk to you privately. Off the show.
Okay.
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
All right. I've got many pages, but I'm going to give you my main page. I'm going to private message you about something. I have to talk to you. I feel it. Okay, my name is right down. It's Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y.
Okay.
Middle initial S for Shirley.
Oh, it's already popped up for me.
Oh, there you go.
Found you.
That was lucky.
IMMANESI?
Yep.
Okay, friend me
right
now.
And I will add you.
Friend me. I can't do it now. I will get to you tomorrow because after the show, I have to chill out and eat, you know.
Okay.
But friend me now so I can friend you because I have something to tell you.
Yeah, I just sent you a friend request.
I see it. I gotcha. Don't make me whistle Dixie. No, you know what I'm saying, right, Angie?
Oh, jeez.
There's a reason. Okay, Angie, I definitely I will contact you tomorrow. What's a good time? Because I have stuff to tell you.
Anytime, because I work from home, so anytime.
Okay, Angie. Because we need to contact each other. I want you on the show. I definitely want you here. I think we need to bring you out. What do you feel? Melissa, what do you feel about it?
What?
Are you feeling we need to help her bring this out more?
Oh, yeah. She's really good already.
Yep. So, yeah, definitely, Ange. You know, like I said, I have another caller. I'm going to put you on hold. You were right about my son with my hair, though. Nobody does that but him. You're really good, but I need to talk to you about that. Okay?
Okay,
sweetheart. Put you on hold.
Thanks,
Angie.
Guys.
I'll contact
you. You're welcome. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, Angie, I'll contact
you. I'm breathing better now.
Yeah, right? And you were right on with her. I'm going
to
contact
her. After talking to her, now I get it.
Well, you know, you're slow to roll tonight, and I'm like, I'm trying to stop that. But that's me. Angie, I'll call you. I'll contact tomorrow, and then we'll talk, okay, hon?
Okay, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Okay. And look up those books to help your mom, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay, bye. You can hold on. Okay. We have another caller. Area code 954-6809. She was good, wasn't she?
She was awesome.
Yeah, Mark.
She was right on the money of literally my entire week.
Well, you and I know that.
Yeah. Just you and I.
You
exactly.
And I. Okay, let me take this caller. Oh, she did it. Okay, 6809. Hello, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Mary from Florida. Good evening, all of you.
Are
you doing mediumship, contacting loved ones?
Yes, we do.
I wanted to see if you could contact my mother and see if she has any information for me or whatever comes through.
Okay, who's Louise?
I don't know of any Louise.
What about a Betsy?
Okay, pencil and paper, write whatever we give you down. May mean nothing now, but it will.
Okay.
Louise? You know Betsy by any chance?
No.
Betsy. Hmm.
Maybe another caller?
It could be, or somebody on chat. It happens, but write them down because it may mean something to you eventually.
Okay.
All right.
Did you live in an apartment?
I do.
Is there a problem with pigeons?
There's a lot of problems, but not with the pigeons.
No, pigeons? I'm seeing a problem at the apartment. I don't know if it's like maintenance or like birds all over the place or animals all over the place, but I'm just seeing stress around an apartment that you currently live in.
The stress is right. I don't see any pigeons.
No pigeons.
Maybe
I got half of it right.
A stool pigeon.
Colic.
People talking a lot, right?
It's a lot of noise.
Okay. All right. Melissa, I'm going to let you do this reading because I feel like you can do it.
What is your first name?
I'm Peggy, the host, and it's Melissa, the co-host, my niece.
I'm Melissa.
You're Melissa, and
yeah.
He is...
No, I'm not
Do you live with a son or a significant other that's male?
Say that again?
Do you live with your son or with another significant male character?
No, I live alone.
You live alone? Okay. Peggy, you want to take over on this one?
You didn't lose a child. Did you have a, maybe a miscarriage at one point?
Not to my knowledge. Let's put it that way.
Okay. You have living children?
No.
Why do I feel like you had a miscarriage?
I don't know. It could have happened at one point and didn't realize it.
All right. Yeah, I'm seeing something, and I don't usually do, like, medical things, but I'm seeing something in the women's part, like a hysterectomy, or sometimes when I see that for, like, a miscarriage or a termination, you had, like, a hysterectomy or ovarian cyst or something. Is that true?
I had problems in that area. I had fibroids.
Fibroids,
in that area for many years.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing then. Maybe not a miscarriage, but I'm seeing the... And I don't usually do medical stuff like that, but I was seeing that with you.
I've had some issues recently in that area, too, but nothing related to miscarriage. It's just...
Oh, no. What I'm saying is in the women organs. It could be a miscarriage.
Yeah, there's problems been there for a long time.
All right. Not that it's anything bad. I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying that I was feeling that with you. That's kind of how...
Okay,
you're
on target there, yeah.
Okay, yeah, definitely. You know, I don't know if it's fibroids or hysterectomy.
What is your name, sir?
It's not sir. I'm a woman. My name is Peggy. I have a
deep
voice.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Now,
I beg your pardon.
Now, never promise me a rose garden. It's okay. I just have one
That's
of those.
That's all right. Roses. Well, I'm sure you're a lovely woman just the same.
Thank you. Anyhow, you wanted to connect with your mom, right?
Yes, please.
Melissa, stop laughing. I can feel her.
Yeah.
Right, she wants to laugh. I know.
No.
Just
when you said, sir, I was holding it back.
I know. I felt that. No, because I call 411 for like,
oh, God.
I am big-breasted and I've birthed 4 kids. I'm not sure. I got a job.
Oh,
but
man.
I get that all the time. That's no biggie. Plus, I have MS and it affects my vocal cords. So, let's see. Your mom. When did your mother pass? What date?
It was December 2005.
What date?
What was her connection to music? She had a connection to music somehow? Was she a singer or something?
No.
Did she like to listen to music a lot?
She loved music. Uh-huh.
She loved music, right?
Yes,
what was her connection
do.
To movies? Did she star in a movie, love movies? There's something with, like, the entertainment industry with her that she just loved, right?
She loved all that. We both did. We both loved music. We loved movies.
Right.
We loved entertainment.
She died from cancer?
No.
No. I don't know. I'm seeing something around the heart. I don't know why.
There may have been contributing issues with the heart, but that's
right,
not
right. I'm seeing something affect the heart. Something.
Yes.
Like cardiovascular. Maybe like she had something in her chest that was affecting the heart, but I don't know. I feel like it was caused by something else that genuinely, like, affected the heart at the end.
It
that makes sense.
Very well be, yes.
Yeah.
Did she have
very
a long issue with COPD?
She didn't smoke, but sometimes she had some breathing issues. And
you
then
don't have to smoke. I lost two children to cystic fibrosis. They didn't smoke either, so you don't have to smoke.
Right.
Yep.
She had complications from something else.
Okay.
Oh, okay. She didn't have MS, did she? Because I have MS.
No.
Why am I calling MS with
her? No. No.
That's weird. I don't know. Like I said, write everything down because a lot of times you'll realize later on it means something, you know?
But
I'm
the
not
breathing issues in, before her passing.
Okay. All right. What was the actual date she passed on?
The 17th of December.
Oh, wow. I do, I talk about on the show every person, I have a synchronicity with that. That is my late son's godfather's birthday and my late brother-in-law's birthday, the 17th of December.
Wow.
So that, there's a synchronicity there with her. Okay. Did your mother, was she really like a Donna Reed kind of woman, like Leave It to Beaver, like cleaning the house and baking and stuff like that?
She was very domestic, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
she worked also. She was also domestic.
House cleaner? House cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt that with her. I was going to say she
cleaned the house. Were you either like tutored or homeschooled by your mom? I see her teaching you something. Something that you like couldn't learn in school. I don't know what it is.
No, I went to school.
You went to school. Did she help you out a lot? Like, did you have a lot of problems, like, learning or getting motivated to do the work or anything?
Well,
like
not
at times,
anymore,
maybe?
Just than anybody, any other student. I mean,
okay.
It's just school wasn't my thing that much.
Right.
That's probably what she's picking up on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there, were there hard feelings between you and your mother when she passed, or was there something unresolved?
Not at all, no.
Okay, what, okay.
Well,
now,
I was upset.
Yeah, like an,
that, yeah, I was upset.
Oh, who isn't, you know?
No, but I mean, I felt that, you know, in a way I felt that she kind of contributed to her illness by overdoing things maybe, but there was no ill feeling at all.
Right.
Nothing of her,
right.
No.
Right.
Do you have something of hers around you right now? Like a necklace or like a
high school ring.
I have pictures. I have pictures. I have jewelry. I just, in fact, I still
do you
have
like a flower necklace or something? Or something with like a flower pendant or something like that from her?
Probably. I have a lot of her jewelry.
I think
you
that was one of her favorites,
her
the same thing.
Well, so I'm feeling school ring with her.
I don't know. I don't know, but I have many.
You're surrounded
many
by her things, right?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
There's very little I gave away.
Right.
You have her school ring?
No.
Do you wear your school ring?
No.
Why am I feeling a school ring? School flag, something with a school. Did somebody work for the school in your family?
I worked for a school for a while.
Okay, that's why I'm seeing the school ring. Okay. That's her validating that it's her and that she's around you because I saw school. She kept saying, maybe that's why Melissa was picking up the school thing with you.
Yeah,
like
I was thinking of something with school, like trouble with
yeah.
school, or she was like trying to
yeah.
help you get motivated to get through school.
Yeah,
yeah
school.
I wanted to quit before I graduated.
Were you bullied a lot?
Yeah,
I could tell.
Yeah.
School is rough, let me tell you. I was bullied too.
At any age, kids were always, I don't think that, it's gotten worse today, but
it is.
I'm
hoping someday to change that. I really am. If I get my way, like, I will revolutionize the whole bullying system. I hate it so much.
Well, there's
Melissa,
still bullying going on in society. I don't think
I know.
It's changed.
I just wish it would change.
Like,
I wish everyone would accept people no matter what, if they were different, whatever.
Yeah.
I just feel like life is so short. Why do you judge people and be friends with certain people and not friends with everyone? Like, why can't we just, even not even just bullying, just treat people the right way? You know what
I
mean?
The respect and for other
people
and the human condition and all that, I think it's just, you know, it's gone. There's no... protocol anymore.
Nothing. There's no structure
it's
anymore.
Sad.
There's
yeah.
absolutely no structure in life anymore. You
no.
know, everything is like, everything's like the Pledge of Allegiance and gone, and this
everything
is gone.
Is question. Yeah. Everything
is
nobody has free will. It's,
nope.
It's bad,
no
and it was when I went to school. It's
yeah,
another reason I wanted to quit.
Yeah, yeah. You close to my age?
I don't want to say that woman. Don't tell her age.
She's not giving away her age. Come on.
Oh, I just have to, nobody knows who I'm talking to. I just turned 61.
I'm not a, spring chicken anymore,
close?
I guess. But.
Yeah, well, I just turned 61 Sunday, so I just feeling
no, happy
like.
Happy birthday.
Oh, just shoot me at 61. But I'm feeling you close to the era I grew up in for some reason.
Okay. Can
you
accept
close?
That.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Were you like a hippie when you were young?
Yeah, kind of. I was kind of nonconformist. I wasn't all, they used to call us different terms, maybe not hippie then. I don't know what they called us then. I was not a conformist, let's put it that way. I was kind of doing my own thing. And
spirit. Yeah, free spirit. Yeah,
individual.
Yeah, I felt that. It's the only second time that's come up, I think, on my show since January about the hippie thing. You know? But I was feeling with your real free spirit, you didn't do it like they wanted you to do it, and didn't mean you did things bad, but the fact that you did it the way you felt you needed to do it, you know?
Right.
So I think that's some of her, I mean, I wish I could give more validation, but I was feeling, she did mention the school thing, Melissa was picking up on the school thing, you worked at a school, these are the, you know, parts of the puzzle, the validations that...
Oh, you know, when she was talking about, I don't know, music or movies...
The music, yeah.
Well, her sister played piano very well, and she's in spirit, too. I don't know if you were picking up on her.
It might have been, definitely, because
she
the people that are
piano.
Around them, I definitely can pick up on as well.
Is there
and
an Elizabeth?
That would be the middle name of my grandmother.
Was it Margaret?
No, Elizabeth is her middle name.
Oh, okay.
That's
was her first name with an M?
It was with an M. That's
yeah.
correct.
Mary Elizabeth?
Marjorie?
That's right. Mary Elizabeth.
Mary Elizabeth, yeah. I was
oh,
there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. She told me Elizabeth when you said the M. I was feeling a Mary Elizabeth. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Irish?
English, she was
Irish.
English. But there is Irish
yeah.
in the family.
Yeah, because my mother was half English, half American Indian. So I was feeling, what I was seeing, my mother lost a sister at birth, at 3 days old. She lived, and her name was Elizabeth, and I was seeing that Ireland, England thing. And yeah,
that's
where I was.
Correct, yeah. She was English.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah, she could have been Italian. She could have been Czechoslovakian, but that's
could have been anything, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But English.
Yeah.
So she's coming
definitely
through.
Definitely,
you know.
Very English.
Okay. I'm picking up on a song because my mother liked it. And I don't know if I've said it on the show before. The song Winchester Cathedral, and which is English. Did your grandmother or mother aunt like that song? It's stupid.
The song doesn't resonate with me, but what it might be symbolic of is the English way. And I have a good friend in England
uh-huh.
for many years. So that may have a significance.
Okay, yeah, I'm hearing.
I'm seeing another song. It's
yeah,
going to sound crazy.
I get songs, too. I do that. I get songs, too. So.
No, I'm seeing the song. You know that song, it starts at Why Do Birds Suddenly Appear Every Time You Are Near? I think it's called, like, Close to You or something.
Yeah.
To You, uh-huh.
Does that mean anything, or is that, like, a song she used to play or anything like that? Because I don't know why that's ringing in my ear. Maybe you can write it down.
Maybe the words. I don't recall her saying it, but the words are, why do birds suddenly appear every time
right.
you're near? Maybe the birds are symbolic to seeing
to what's
there's
happening.
Certain birds. There's
right.
certain birds that identify with reminding me of my mother.
Yeah.
There's
that
certain,
could definitely be.
Without saying what they are, there's certain birds.
Red Robin. The red, red, red robin.
No, it isn't a robin.
No, I feel like it's like a hummingbird or something.
Not the hummingbird, no.
I don't know why I'm seeing
but
red robin.
Certain
I
birds.
A hummingbird.
Significant to my mother. There's several. Very significant.
Are you intuitive?
Somewhat, uh-huh. Yeah, I can't always call on it, like, at will.
But
mm-hmm.
sometimes it just happens,
signs.
Right?
Yeah, I pick up signs. I get songs. If I'm really in a more calm state than I have been in some time and work with a group, I can do some psychometry pretty good,
mm-hmm.
work with cards, and I do get messages somehow.
Are
they
you,
come through
are you
various ways.
Doreen Virtue? Are you a big fan of Doreen Virtue?
Yeah, in fact, I have all her cards. I just
pulled
the cards
for
somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was feeling that with you.
I work
yeah.
with those, too.
Yeah, I do the angel card reading. I don't do tarot, but I, you know, we're not like new age on the show. I keep saying that, you know, I'm not doubting people. But
mediumship, I would like to be able to do that more at will, and I would
right.
like to do it for other people.
Well,
but
you realize that. I just want to explain something to you because we are very Christian on the show. Mediumship is the gift that God gives us, not that we look for. It either comes
right.
to you, you have it, or you don't go looking for it. He brings it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Christian way, from what I understand, of doing it, because that's how
right.
it's supposed to be done. We don't sit there and, you know, use crystal bowls
no.
and Ouija boards. You know, but let it come to you. If it's meant to come to you, it comes to you. You know, don't go looking for it.
Almost all my family, the female side, are intuitives.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, almost on my mother's side of the family, including my mother in the last couple years of her life, became very, very psychic.
Can I ask you a question? Does the last
yeah.
name Smith mean anything to you? You don't have to say whether it's your last name or relative, but is there somebody
say
by
the
Smith?
Name.
Smith.
Smith? Did
yes.
you say Smith?
Yep.
My grandmother... was
Smith,
Smith before
right.
she married my grandfather.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
She's
yeah.
here then. That's her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she must be coming through because her name and everything. She was a Smith. Oh, yeah.
Mary Elizabeth Smith?
Ancestry to the Smiths on the, is it the Mayflower? Came over with the Mayflower. There were Smiths. She did.
Huh.
She did her whole ancestry, and trace that.
Well, you know, my mother's side, the English side, is related to the Smiths too, from Jersey. The property, I think, where they found the Lindbergh baby, and they were Smiths, I think, too. So I was seeing that Smith name, and it doesn't always come out as names, but I'm seeing Zay Smith, and
that's
yeah, it's a common name.
Oh,
but
yeah.
What are the chances? And I was feeling my
right.
My
right.
great whatever that was
very
Smith.
True.
My mother's
that was
side.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. So that's them coming through. You know,
that's
we got the Elizabeth, I got the Smith. So you know that they're around you and you're intuitive. And so that's it. So I'm going to put you on hold. I have one more caller. We have about, oh, no, actually, you
right.
know what? I don't
well, thank you so much. Well, I'm sorry. What was the name of your show again? I have to
it's
listen to you again. I got
okay.
in late.
Okay, that's fine. It's called Signs Our Loved Ones Send Us.
Right.
And my name is Peggy S-M-I-M-M Anisi. You know what? My callers, I can still do some readings. Stay on the air, but anybody that calls in after now, because I have about a minute left of the air time, we can continue one more reading. Okay, so you can hold on if you're on the phone, okay?
Okay, will do. Okay, thanks. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
That was very good.
Thank you. Okay, we have one more caller, 517, last number is 8913. Melissa, we'll just do this one more caller, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we have 60 seconds to the show. If you're on the air, online, you won't be able to hear us till the archives. But if you've called in, hello, caller, what is your name and where are you from?
I am Missy, and I'm from Holt, Michigan.
Can I help you with something, Missy, or you have a story to share, or...
Basically, I lost my husband. I have you on my friends list, I think, on Facebook.
Oh, hi, Missy. I know
Missy.
Who you are. Missy,
yeah,
I know
yeah,
who you are. We're talking today. How are you?
Good. I finally had time to call, and I know it's late.
Yeah.
I know you're almost gone, but okay.
Yeah, we can go for a little bit longer. Just as long as my callers can go longer, but the internet won't. But they can hear our archives after a downplays. Okay. So Missy,
okay.
I'm gonna let we got about 10 seconds on the air, people. Thank you for our internet callers. I want to say good night. See you next Tuesday, but we're staying on the air. So, Missy, I'm going to let my niece see what she can do for you because Missy contacted me about a private reading. I said, call the show, get a free. You don't know anything about her. I know her through our groups but on the internet, but see what you're getting from Missy. You lost her husband.
Okay. Was he... like, involved in sports at all? Was he, like, a football, baseball player, or did he do something like that?
No, he didn't.
No.
No.
Police officer?
Nope.
No. Peg, I'm not getting anything.
Okay.
Try under Melissa.
You what?
My real name is Melissa.
That's my name, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's the, there's a synchronicity there. Okay, she's talking...
I'm not seeing anything, though, to be honest. I don't know if it's just because I'm tired, or...
I'm seeing firefighter. Did he do volunteer firefighting?
I'm seeing,
did he die
like,
in a fire
policeman.
No.
Write it down. Missy, write it down. It may mean something, connection to him, a friend or family or something, because that's how it works sometimes. My last caller, when I got this thing and whatever. I am seeing, okay, hold on a second. I said about somebody a couple people ago about cars. What was the significant with cars with your husband?
He loved classic cars.
Okay, that's
the collector?
Like,
the classic cars.
Uh-huh.
Did he own any, like a T-Bird or something?
Something years ago, yes.
A T-Bird?
I don't remember exactly what it was.
Right.
Or anything. But I know he talked many times about it.
Okay, I'm feeling a T-Bird.
I was gonna say like a Firebird or something.
Well, T-Bird, Firebird.
Oh.
Right.
I had the Firebird. okay, Missy, did he die from illness or an accident?
Illness.
Did he have lung disease, COPD?
Peg, I'm actually going to let you do this reading because I'm really tired.
Melissa works a lot. So, Melissa, I say good night, and I'll talk to you next week.
Good night. It was good talking to you.
Okay, honey, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Missy, stay on. I'll finish reading you. Good night, Melissa.
All right, good night.
Love you. Okay. All right. Just you and me, kid. Okay?
Okay.
Where were we?
About an illness?
Yeah, I'm feeling like, did he smoke?
Yes.
Did he have COPD?
No, he didn't. At least he wasn't diagnosed with it.
Okay, but was the heart in the area of the chest, the heart?
Yeah. The infection hit his heart.
What, did he have a sepsis?
Basically, yeah, he had osteomyelitis.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's coming through. Okay. Okay, I'm feeling a Gerald and a Robert. Does that mean anything to you?
What is the names?
Gerald or Robert?
Gerald or Robert. I think that was his uncle's.
Both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like I said, write everything down if they're not clear, and you can always find out later.
Are
they on the other side?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so they're saying, by giving me the exact names, like my last caller, that means they're with him, okay?
Okay.
Let's see what else I feel. Okay, this is, I come out with stupid stuff because this is how they validate. I am seeing a clothesline. Does that mean anything to you?
A clothesline?
A clothesline, yes. He's showing me a clothesline.
The one that I would string him up to? No, I'm joking.
That's okay. I've done that. What's the significance? Would he go out there, like, did you hang clothes on a clothesline and he would screw things
up? Yeah, I
would.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Okay, did he ever go out and you PO'd at him because he would get dirt on it for something? I'm seeing something. He's showing me something funny with a clothesline.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He'd go out there and get him dirty.
Okay. All right. So that's him coming through. And they come with stupid stuff that nobody else would, like, say, what the hell are you talking about, you know? Okay, so the clothesline. Let's see what else I'm getting. Okay. Was he a deer hunter? Did he hunt?
He used to be.
Okay, because I'm seeing lots of trees, the woods, and he felt very peaceful outdoors, right? He liked to get out in the outdoors?
Oh, he loved the outdoors.
Yeah, he'd rather be outside and eat outside and not actually be in the house at all.
Yep.
Yeah, that's him coming through. It's coming. He's coming through with the uncles, Gerald and Robert. All right, let's see what else I can pick up, because I'm closing my eyes and I'm trying to get a little vision here, okay? Let's see what else. Okay, McDonald's. What the hell's up with McDonald's?
He loved McDonald's chicken nuggets. That's the only thing that he would eat there. He hated the rock of the food, chicken nuggets.
Okay. Yeah, he's showing me McDonald's, the big M's McDonald's sign, okay? All right, let's see. So you know it's him. You know it's him by these stupid things, the clothesline and stuff, and being outdoors.
Yep.
All right. Okay, this is another stupid one. Did you ever have, like, a rat in the house?
Not necessarily. It was a rat.
A mouse?
It was chinchilla.
Okay, he's showing me something coming in the house, and he tormented you about that. Did he torment you?
Oh, no. What he tormented me with is the iguana.
Okay, well, he's showing me some kind of a rodent something, and he's laughing like crazy. He says, yeah, I scare the crap out of her. I like to scare the crap out of her. Okay, did he have an iguana?
Yep.
Okay, well, that's him. He's laughing his butt off. He thinks it's hysterical.
He was a jokester.
Okay, yeah, I feel belly laugh. He's laughing from the belly. You know, not that fake.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, I like to scare her. I don't know, I was seeing some kind of a rodent, so I thought it was a rat. But he goes, yeah, I like to torment her. He liked to torment you.
He did.
He was a tormentor. Yeah. Well, I think the bottom line, we're almost done here, but he's letting you know, okay, I'm around you, girl. I'm around you. Stop doubting it. I show you signs.
Right.
Wake up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try to pinpoint a sign that he may have showed you, okay? I'm going to try to channel him. Okay, give me something else here. All right. Okay, what's up with leather? Did he wear leather jackets? Something to do with leather.
Yeah, he had a leather jacket.
He loved
motorcycles. But he could not ride on them.
Okay. Yeah, did he kind of like try to imitate? Who? Okay, this is stupid. Who would imitate Fonzie? Like, hey, would he ever do that to you or somebody around you? Do that a Fonzie thing with you?
Do the what?
Fonzie. Remember Fonzie? The Fonz? The thumbs up, hey, you know, from Happy Days, Fonzie?
Oh, okay. He didn't.
Well, who did?
Only
somebody
being funny. Only he would do it being funny.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he would do the Fonz. Hey, I'm the Fonz, you know?
Oh, yeah, like I'm a badass type thing.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's giving me.
Yeah,
that's about all he's giving me. He's just letting you know he's around you. You know, you got your freebies.
Right. My basic question, what I really wanted to know is, I am now dating, and is he okay with it?
Of course they are.
Okay.
That's the part, because you know what, it's different over there. They're still connected to you. He's still watching you. And believe me, if they had a problem with it, you wouldn't be dating, girl. Who's yours?
Exactly.
You're not
dating. But he asked me before he passed away to do it.
Yeah.
Was a request he made. So, yeah.
Okay, connected around the boyfriend or whatever. Who's George? I'm feeling a George.
A George?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea who a George is.
Write it down. Maybe somebody connected to your boyfriend.
That could be.
Yeah, write it down. Because like I said, this is people contact me a week later. It's like, oh, my God, you were right on. You know?
Yep.
Yeah, write to George. There's George. Ask your boyfriend if it's grandfather, uncle, somebody, George. It's another validation.
Okay.
All right? All right?
Right.
So I guess that's all I got to give you, so I hope you're happy.
Oh, yes. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, miss. You can call back. We do the show every Tuesday night. Doesn't matter if you call. I've got calls that repeat and see if we have more messages. No biggie. Yeah, I even let them call, I even let them call me a man because of my voice.
Don't worry. I get it, too, so.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, like I said, I shocked them. I was like, no, I got big cooties. I was born with them, and I had 10-pound babies. So, no, I don't think so. Get creative. That's my personality.
Yeah.
Even though you see the stuff that I do, I still am comical. You know, I try to keep my sense of humor. All right, man.
I do know you've been through a lot, and
yes,
you know, and I give you so much credit to make it through what you've made it through. Because I tell you, I just love my husband, and of course, grandparents. But what you've been through, I probably just commit suicide, man.
Well, there were times I thought about it, but you know what? I still have two boys, two grandkids, even though one of them doesn't really talk to me, the grandkids. But anyhow, it's another story.
Yes.
I have to keep going, you know, and that's a gift from God, you know, because there's times
right.
I've gotten, and I know we got a job to do, and I ain't going to come back and repeat it again. Yeah, I couldn't do this again. I got to ask you one more question. When did he die? What was the date? Because I'm feeling a synchronicity with him, a birth date and date.
Oh, when, what now?
When's your husband's birthday?
23rd.
Yeah, oh, there's our synchronicity. That was the last day my son Mark was home before he died.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, actually, my next book coming out, you'll read it. The last day home was December 23rd. And we've had a lot of Decembers around his thing tonight, December
11th. Yep.
And actually, somebody said something, and I just forgot. My nephew died on December 11th, so I think somebody said December 11th and didn't click. When was your husband's birthday?
It was December 23rd.
Oh, when was his death date then? I'm sorry.
Oh, his death? May
8th. Okay, 4 days before my daughter. Okay. So my daughter was May 12th. Yeah, that's pretty
that
close.
That is 2 years.
And
our anniversary was May 7th, so he lived the day after our anniversary.
Oh, wow. See, that happens around... When you read my... If you read my next... Well, actually, my first book talks about the dates, too, that Rainbows, Butterflies, and Walnuts Hub. Did you ever read
it? Right.
Well, if you get it...
No, I did.
You can download it. You can do the actually people. You don't have to have a Kindle. The app is free on your computer or phone. And the book that you can get the Kindle for like $3 and something. You know, it tells about the signs, tells about the dates and how they come about. So it's my life story, but it explains a lot of things.
Right.
You know,
I know you want to get going, but
no, I'm good.
Something popped in my head a minute. Okay.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
My boyfriend's birthday is June 15th. He's constantly, license plates are seeing the 615s.
So that's your husband telling you it's okay. Oh, by the way, my boyfriend that I talked about two people ago, we split up a year ago, June 15th.
Oh.
Out of synchronicity. And somebody, that girl said Tom, that was his name. So I got the synchronicities going on. That's why I'm different than the other intuitives. They have synchronicities.
Right.
My whole show is about synchronicity. It's crazy. I didn't even know that.
Well,
I'm
telling you, there's something connected with me and you then.
Yeah.
You know, between the two, you know.
Everybody that comes on my show, okay, there's a connection to me. Everyone.
Right.
That's where the synchronicity comes in. They're drawn to me for a reason. And though you haven't called in before, Missy, tonight was a night for you to call. For this, because it's all, there's no coincidence, it's all synchronicity, it's all timing. Everything is planned.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we have free will to change certain things, but we don't have free will for everything.
Right.
But there's reasons, rhymes, and there's reasons for things. So that's why and we do have a lot of synchronicities. Like I said, I mean, his birthday was the last day my son was home. His death date was 4 days before my daughter. You're May 7th. That's my best friend's birthday, May 7th. Yeah, it's a lot of synchronicity.
My birthday, my boyfriend's birthday.
Oh, what's your date again?
And of course,
oh, June 15th.
And was my boyfriend's birth date, you know, the 6/15.
Yeah, that's the date Tom and I split. And
yep.
That's always embedded in my head. So.
My birthday's coming up here in another week or two, so.
What's your birthday? September what?
It's September 24th.
That's the day before my grandson. My daughter, his is the 25th, my daughter's son. My late daughter's son.
Wow.
Wow. Yep. Yeah, it's amazing. So it's all within that same time. I know it could be your birthday could have been February or something. You know what I'm saying? But it's all within that same thing with the synchronicity. So, and that's what I'm trying to. I'm different than others because I have that synchronicity where people are drawn to me. And that part, I still need to figure out why. Because
right.
I don't see it all the time with other psychics. Or I don't consider myself a psychic. I'm intuitive. You know,
mm-hmm.
Gifted. I don't like
right.
to label myself. You know, I'm just Peg.
Right.
I'm a little different, and some of the other people I deal with, my other authors, friends that I've got to know because of my work and my book, and said that to me. It's like you're really, I mean, if you go and Google my book, Rainbows, Butterflies, and One Last Hug, it's free to Google
mm-hmm.
it. Look at the Kevin Schopel that was on the. I keep talking about Kevin. He's the deacon, the Baptist deacon. That's been on
okay.
my show about talking in the Bible where it says, okay, if God gives you the gift, you don't go looking for it. He
right.
writes about that with me, about how my book is different, even though, you know, I'm just a plain Jane. I'm not, you know, a scholar.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not from college, but I'm not all la-di-da. I'm not all stuffed shirt. And I write the way I talk. You know, sometimes I get diarrhea of the mouth. I talk too fast, talk too much, but that's me. You know, if you don't like my show, don't listen
well,
to it. I tell you. I get the word out. But my book,
right.
he writes a part, read his, I love his, out of the reviews I got, I love Kevin's review of mine because he's the first person that really got my book because
oh,
it's
okay.
about what God has given me. And that's free. You can just Google my name, Peggy S. Meneese, go to Amazon, you'll see my book.
Mm-hmm.
Read
mm-hmm.
this thing about my book, about the signs, how I've gotten the really weird signs. Like this week when you saw the TV, you were on my site, you
right.
saw the TV.
Yeah.
That's been going on for almost a week. What made me film that day? Because my cell phone was down all week, and I filmed it with my cell phone. And that at that time, and there was a message in there, too. I didn't realize. I was just getting excited because the TV's going. It's not the first time it's happened around the holidays. But then I heard the message. I said, oh, my gosh, this is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It made sense. It really made sense.
Right.
So. But anyway,
right,
Missy, I'll
right.
talk to you on Facebook. You can call in next week if
okay.
you like, anytime, you know, and see if I got more. But I hope you're happy with what I gave you.
Oh, definitely. You know, and answered a lot of my questions, you know.
Yeah. No, he's okay
with
your boyfriend. He's okay, because that's why you're seeing the June 15th all over. That's actually, it's not him doing it. It's your angels do that. That's why, you know, I'm doing some of the
right.
show. Well, a lot of the shows now about the number connection, because that's been a big thing with me that brought me out.
Right.
That's your angels. We have to pay attention to. You know what? I still got a little bit of time. I'm going to actually look up that June 15th, besides being your boyfriend's birthday for you. I'm going to give you something
okay.
on that, right? See what that means. And you're seeing that, and I'm sorry, but my big mouth son in there yelling at his friends with his games. I have two kids, one in Carolina, one home, and he just got his new Destiny game that kept me up half the night because we had to wait for it to download, and it was on mom's site to download it. It's driving me nuts.
Oh, dear Lord.
I don't want to. Okay, let's see. 6/15 meaning. I'm going to find this for you. See what we can do. I'm going to put my air on because I turn it off because it gets so loud in here with it. Let's see if I can find it here. Hold on. Let's see if we can find something here. Search 6/15. Okay. Ooh, let's see. Well, you know what? I can't get it now for some reason because my computer's getting wacky. I know there's some connection besides that with you, so I'll email that to you on the Facebook. I'll private message you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. As soon as I find
okay.
it. Now I gotta go eat. I'm starving.
Not a problem. So.
Okay, girlfriend.
All
Missy,
right.
I'll talk to you soon, sweetie pie.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Have a good night. Bye.
All right. Bye.